Funk.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to. Hi, Wes. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
Good morning, everybody. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. It's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. 2021. It's 7:02 in California in the morning. Sun's out. It's about maybe 68 degrees to 70 degrees in California. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. We're worldwide. If you'd like to come into the studio, be my guest, if you can find it. But seriously, if you want to come into the studio, here's the number, 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice heard around the world. If you want to promote, come in. If you're an author, promote your book, musician, your song, film, why not? It's been 3 days since I've been on the air. Our main subject today, our main story today would be Liz Cheney. Yeah. Liz Cheney says Trump is poisoning our democratic system. Yeah. There you go. That's our main topic. And we're going to also talk about Bruce Jenner. He did his mutation into, as a transgender, Caitlyn. What is her stupid name? Oh, Caitlyn Jenner. It speaks out about girls playing women's sports or transgender girls playing women's sports. So we got a lot of that going on. We got another stuff going on. What else are we going to talk about? Wow, there's a lot of things. Celebrity autopsies. Pfizer. Do you know how much money they're making off of this vaccine? You're not going to believe it. I'm going to talk about a girl who was been kidnapped, and she was held in a bunker. So there's a lot of things we want to talk about. I hope I get to everything. And like I said, the number to come in the studio is 319-527-6099. That'll get you voice-to-voice with me. Yeah. How beautiful is that? Absolutely precious. You know, I have a Facebook page, and I only do this on Facebook, and people can send me messages to hear the show. They want to remain anonymous, but they want to send me messages, and they listen. They listen to my response and the question they ask. I got one. I usually don't play the good ones, and I do have good ones, believe it or not. But I like to play the bad ones. But this time, I'm going to play the good one, because I don't get it too much, and I deserve it. once in a while. I gotta mix it because I don't want you guys to keep thinking I'm getting bad stuff. So I got a message. It's almost a personal message. And here it is.
Thank you so much for dropping me a line. I must not have gotten to my phone on time. It's either that or I didn't hear it ring. So please leave me a message when you hear the ding.
Ding. You know, once in a while, you know, we have our morning crew. And we're great. I love the morning crew. But sometimes we forget that we're such good friends and we enjoy each other's company that we forget other people are listening. And that's what makes it a good radio show, because when you just talking to your friends and you realize you're on the radio, that's good. Here's a message. And I try to do it, keep you anonymous, because I know you're on my Facebook and I don't want to out you. I know you're listening. And it'd be embarrassing to out you. So I keep you anonymous. Hi, Hammer Baby. Oh, nice. Starts off really good. I've been listening to your show, and I love your voice. Thank you. I know sometimes you read these personal messages, and you keep it anonymous, but you say their names anyway. Please keep my name anonymous. I promise, Tammy, I will. Jeez, you can trust me. Wow. But I've been thinking about you a lot. Here it is. I've been thinking about you the other night, and I had a wicked, wicked dream. She must be from Boston. They use wicked a lot. It was a very exciting dream, and I just can't get your voice out of my mind. It made me sleep very well. And I had... Are you ready for this, guys? An orgasm. Really? I give you eargasm. Keep doing what you're doing. I'll be listening. Remember, please keep me anonymous. And I'll be listening today. Bye, Hammer Baby. Bye. Anonymous person, you. Yeah. Look at that. Look at you. Look at that. What a nice thing to say. You know, anonymous person, you. I'm going to play you a little song, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It'll give you good dreams. It'll make you cream, you know what I'm saying, girl? It'll be a little personal song to you. But first I got to do an introduction, and then I'll do the song for you. Yes, for you. I know you're listening. But I got to get back over here. But then I'll go over there. But I'll be over here. Doing a show professionally, but then I'm going to be over there where you and I can have eargasm conversation, baby. Look at you. Where was I? I don't even know. Hey, you know, maybe we should go on a high note. I mean, that's a pretty good high note right there. Right? I can't do that. That's just too narcissistic. I feel like Trump. But anyway, our main story is Liz Cheney says Trump is poisoning our democratic system. And, you know, I really don't, I can't fathom as many, I mean, I can think back to all the illegal drugs I've done, put them all together, for one night, and I still can't fathom why people are still attracted to this loser. I'm talking about the one term, twice impeached, disgrace, President 45. He never won anything. I don't know what's in your head. He won half of something. He won electoral votes in 2016. But you got to remember, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. So he lost the popular vote. He not only lost the popular vote in 2020, but he lost the electoral vote. Not only that, he turned Georgia blue and some other states. And you would argue, well, he had the most vote that any Republican have. And see, this is the brainwashing. This is the weakness in your head. You can argue, say, well, he got the most votes ever from the Republican Party. Well, that's true, but more people voted. And he still lost by 7 million. That's not close. If I gave you $7 million right now, you'll be rich. You probably wouldn't have to work a day in your life. It'll retain interest in the bank, and if you invest well, you'll be set. 7 million is a lot of people, folks. It's not even close. It was a blowout. He lost. Not only did he lose the presidential thing, he lost the House. He lost the Senate. And even in Georgia, he lost it. You guys were so close in Georgia, and they needed him to go help in Georgia, and all he did was talk about how the election was a fraud. He didn't even help the candidates. He didn't even care about the candidates in Georgia. You could have had the House in Georgia. He didn't care. All he did was talk about himself and how the election was a fraud and how it was stolen from him like a little baby, a little dysfunctional baby. But I understand that he's a little cuckoo. He's Donald Trump. But what I don't understand is how do you guys buy into this big lie that he is some wonderful guy? Everything he did, he lost. Everything. Trump Stakes, lost. Trump University, lost. Trump Casinos, lost. Trump's marriage, lost. We can go on and on. Trump Investments, lost. He had to move out of New York into some old folks' home and a hotel. He doesn't even, some old folks hotel in Mar-a-Lago. Loss. This guy's a loser. There's nothing he won. And if you go with the 2016 electoral vote, yeah, he won that. But it's a half win because he lost the popular vote. He lost to Hillary Clinton, the one of the most hated candidates ever that Democrats turned their back on, that who's Satan's lover. He lost to her, the popular vote. This guy is a stone-cold loser. Everything he touches, he has two lawyers. One's been indicted, one's being investigated, and I cannot tell you if I pull up a list of how many people who've been indicted who was just associated with this guy, his close circle, it will go into podcasts. There is nothing about Donald Trump that's a winner at all. Nothing. Not a single damn thing. You know, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I'm a Dodger fan. Well, they found out that the Houston team was cheating, and they were playing in the World Series. They found out later. They admitted it. There were people upset saying, okay, they should not give the championship to Houston. They give it back to the Dodgers. People were saying that they should strip. They're saying all this. They just stripped the title from them because they cheated. They admitted that they cheated. But they went on. They went on. Dodger played the next season. They became the world champion. They went on. People forgot. They went on. They went ruining their team. I don't understand the Republicans who can't go on. Donald Trump, the disgraced president, 45, he even tried a own coup. No president tried to overthrow his own government. This guy is toxic. He's nuts. He's cuckoo. But here's what I don't understand. Why are you still championing a loser? Why are you championing an old man who's retired in Florida? He has no power in the government whatsoever. He's a civilian. In fact, he'll be under indictment so many times by the time this year ends out that I'm surprised. This guy is going to be in court more than a judge. Indicted on criminal stuff against the United States of America. Then this buffoon, had the nerve to try to brand USA into his camp. Yeah, so when people are saying USA, he's trying to brand that. Make it his. And you morons are falling for it. So he's trying to brand something else. It was very interesting. The big lie. He's trying to rebrand that. And this is a dumb fuck. I don't know. You know, we used to say that, you know, you judge yourself by the friends you hang around with. That's back in old school. That's old school. But what does it say about you that you're following this loser who has lost everything, never amounted to nothing? This guy was going to sue the GOP for collecting money under his name, and he threatened the Republican Party that you better stop using his name for donation, and it should go to me, as blatant as it sounds. And the GOP says, okay, you're right. And they apologize to him. A loser. I don't understand. I don't understand. Well, I mean, don't you guys have anybody else? I mean, there's a lot of people out there in the Republican Party. Don't you have anybody else that really has some kind of winning track record that you could get behind and say, okay, you know, we're embarrassed because we went with this idiot. And move on. I hate to say it. The disgrace 45 is not coming back. And you know what? And if he does run, it's a gift to the Democratic Party. Because not only, see, in his head, he still thinks he's the president of the United States. That's like somebody going over somebody's house and say, hey, you're Napoleon Bonaparte. In his head. He thinks the election was stolen and he's still the president. But yet he goes back to Mar-a-Lago in his little room and his little thing as an old man. And that's it. He has no power. And he will not come back. But if you run him again like an old horse who's dyslexic and he runs backwards instead of forwards because that's what you're doing, you're going to lose. Because he can't win. He's a loser. And for you to support this loser, you can't win either. There is no policy in the Republican Party. Listen to them. All they're doing is just bagging on Biden and then taking credit for what he did. Help is on the way. The Republicans saying, yeah, but you voted against it, bastards. There is not one person that you can rely on and champion and come back as a strong Republican Party. There's not one. You're going to support this old man in Mar-a-Lago who has no power, no government power, nothing whatsoever, who's delusional and poopies in his diapers. Because you have nobody on earth, Republicans, that you can support to move you forward. What does that tell you about you? See, here's what's really going on, folks, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to pull the curtain behind everything. This isn't about you guys at all. I'm talking about the Republicans. This isn't about you. It's about them keeping their old Republican butts in the seat. They don't believe Donald Trump. The reason he lost so big is because a lot of Republicans voted against him too. Because he's a nutcase. But they want to keep their asses in the seat. So they'll go with this stupid thing and they laugh about it behind your back. And you guys bought it. You bought it. Stop it. Stop backing a loser. And you'll be a loser too. All right, we're going to get to our main subject. Liz Cheney says Trump is poisoning our democratic system. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into Caitlyn Jenner's conversation. And this woman was kidnapped and held into a bunker. And we're going to get to some Starz autopsy. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson with Hammer Radio 96.7. Like I said, if you want to come into the studio, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number. That's the number to get you in. Going back to, I'm going to go drink some coffee, but I'll be right back. But I do want to answer Miss Anonymous. Yeah. because I know you're listening today. Well, I thank you that my voice is making you antsy in your pantsy. Yeah. You have really great taste in voices, by the way. You really do. Well, I'm going to go and make some coffee. I'm going to dedicate this song to you. Because, look, I'm a humble guy. I'm humble. I'm a shy guy. I'm so shy. But I'm going to send this personal message to you because I respect women. That's what you go. R-E-S-C-T-O-M-E. Respect. I respect women. I adore them. Respect them. Women. That's what I do. So I'm going to sing you this romantic song, Miss Anonymous, for the respect that I have for women. And I'll be right back. You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. We'll be right back with Liz Cheney. She says Trump is poisoning our democratic system. Here you go, Miss Anonymous. A romantic song from my heart to you. Happy dreams.
Oh, girl, 23 positions in a one-night stand. I will only call you after if you say I can.
Do is wrong. Get up.
23 positions in a one-night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after if you say I can.
Get up.
Here I am.
Here I am. I popped the jizz from a friend of yours named Vanessa Betts. She said you told her a fantasy that got her all wet. Something about a little box with a mirror and a tongue inside. What she told me then got me so hot I knew that we could slide. Get up.
23 positions in a one-night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after if you say I can.
Get up. Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man. Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Here I am. Get up. 1, 2, 3, 9, little cutie, I ain't drinking. Go piss, I was just thinking. You trust me, what a ride. In the same, we could continue outside. Lay your pretty body against the parking meter. Strip your dress down like I was stripping a pizza. Oh, I'm enjoyed. Let me show you, baby, I'm a talented boy.
Everybody grab a body. Pump it like you want some body.
Get up. So here we are, so here we are, so here we are. Here we are, my pansy crib. What you want to eat?
Rib.
I'm a toy, I don't serve ribs. You better be happy that dress is still on. I heard the rip when you sat down. Honey, them hips is gone, but that's alright, I clock them that way. Mind me of something James used to say. I like them fat, I like them proud. You gotta have a mother for me. Now move your big ass round this way so I can work on that zipper, baby. Tonight, you're a star, and I'm a big tipper. Don't worry about the bus, I'm gonna lock up every door. Then we can do it in the kitchen, on the floor, in the bathroom, standing on the tub and holding on the rod. You're in the closet underneath the clothes and oh my god. And we're walking from a dresser with your feet in the drawers. In the pantry on the shelf, I guarantee you won't be bored. Smooth over, yeah, moves the stick. And put the 8-ball where it should've stick. But
button and do no wrong. Tonight if nail, just let him kick it.
You know, we get to our story. Liz Cheney says Trump is poisoning our democratic system. But some people want to know something. It's like, I took my second dose of Pfizer yesterday. I'm fully vaccinated. That was yesterday. I was going to go on the air, but some of the symptoms kicked in. I mean, I was prepared for it because the first one almost kicked my ass. I wasn't prepared for it. They said the second one is even worse. So this is day two of that poison in my body. And some of the symptoms that I have, they said the second day is the worst day. Do I have really many symptoms? I got the arm. I could barely lift my arm, but my arm's fine now. I mean, I feel like somebody punched you in the arm and walked away. That's kind of what it feels like. It's saying the second time you move your arm a little bit more and you won't feel that pain and you loosen it up and it works. It works. But I did have I got a little headache yesterday. I didn't have headache the first time, but the second time I got a little headache. Just a mild one. My arm, and then the back of my shoulders and it started to get achy. This is the second dose, one I just had. Okay, well, I could go through that, and I got a little bit of a headache now, just a little bit. Just like a pressure kind of headache. And, but something happened. See, I smoke. That's right. I'm a smoker. I'm a toker. I'm a man. So something happened was really strange. So it was last night about maybe 10 California time, 10 in the evening. Doesn't matter what time it is on the East Coast. And something really bad happened. I went out and I go out sometimes and look at the stars and pollute the air with my cigarette smoke. After I was done, I started choking and vomiting. And this has never happened before. And I'm thinking, did they do any tests regarding people who are smokers and they actually have nicotine in their body? I mean, did they run enough tests to say, what happens if this, whatever it is in my body, is not agreeing with the nicotine that I have in my body, the cartilagin? I mean, did they do any tests on that? It's something I thought of, and maybe only a smoker will think of that. But anyway, so I'm hitting it, and you know, I put it out, and I'm walking back, and just this just sickness. I couldn't breathe for a little bit, and I started vomiting and trying to catch my throat. It just felt like my lungs were filling up. That lasted for about 3 minutes maybe, but it was scary. So they should do more tests on people who are smoking or whatever, and they have this other carcinogen in your system. Test it out. And I do have a headache as I'm speaking, so it might be a short show. Other than that, it was a lot of fatigue. Just tired. Just very tired. And I will try to fight through it because I got a lot of things to do. People are counting on me. But it just overwhelmed me. It knocked me out. I'm a big guy. So that's what I experienced. Now, I experienced the arm hurting. Probably the nausea from that, I don't know. I mean, there's no studies on nicotine and Pfizer. They should run it because still a lot of people smoke. I experienced fatigue. I'm in a fog. The first time I took this, I was foggy. And I don't know how I could describe it. It was just your brain dead, but you can go through the motions, you know. I could talk to you and whatever, but usually I'm a step ahead. You know what you're going to do. I'm going to talk to you, then I got to do this, and I got to go promote. There was no follow-up to the brain. It was just foggy. Like somebody sucked all of your logic and everything, and didn't make you feel enthusiastic about nothing. You're just like a sieve. I still got the fogginess going on. I still got the arm thing that hurt going on. I got a mild headache, and I usually don't get headaches. Got a mild headache coming right now. So these are the things that I'm experiencing now, and they said the second day is the hardest day. So I'm fully vaccinated. I'm on the Pfizer thing. And that's where we are. That's where we are. All right, here we go. Now, I'm going to open the phones to 111 because I'm alone in the studio. I am all alone, so whoever this 111 is, it's me and you. Hello, 111. You're live on the air. Hello. Uh-huh. You're live on the air. I know you want to talk because you came back twice. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Let you have your privacy. You can listen to the show. So that's what's been happening. Here we go. Let's do our transition. Here we go. Liz Cheney says Trump is poisoning our democratic system. Now, Liz is in trouble. I like Liz. I don't think she's going to make it. I think they turned, and this is what I don't understand about you. Liz is the only one who's in power. Trump's not. He's an old man, retired in Florida. That's where old people go. They go there to die. That's where they go. Here's the story. Here's the headline. I want to do a transitional thing, but again, bear with me today. I feel a little slow. I'm not on my game. I'm a little slowy here. Here we go. Headline. Liz Cheney says Trump is poisoning our democratic system after he tries to label the 2020 election he lost the big lie. Now, we had this conversation last week that Trump tried to label the brand the USA to him. So when he used to give USA, U.S., and people think when you say USA, they're thinking Trump. He did a good job, by the way. Then he tried to brand the patriot, just the word patriot, to him. So when Trump will say something, he's a true patriot. Now he's trying to brand that. Well, the Democrats are saying, you know, the reason that Trump supporters are cuckoo is because they bought into the big lie. So the Democrats branded that the big lie all over, the big lie. And that means Trump is telling a lie. But Trump had enough of that. He had enough because he tried to brand the big lie in his favor. Yeah. Donald Trump announced his intentions to redefine the phrase the big lie, which has been used for months to describe his election lies. Liz Cheney on Monday became a lone voice. It's so sad. pushing back on Trump's attempt to repurpose the phrase. The 2020 election, the 2020 presidential election was not stolen, Cheney tweeted. Anyone who claims it was is spreading the big lie. Well, it got to Trump. So former disgraced, embarrassment, delusional President Trump 45 on Monday announced his intentions to redefine the phrase, the big lie, which Democrats have used for several months to describe Republican misinformation about the 2020 election. So what Trump did in a press release emailed out to all his supporters, Trump declared, only Trump did this because he is the king. He declared, and it was now a decree, the fraudulent presidential election of the 2020 will be from this day forth known as the big lie. So he's trying to rebrand this shit. So when you think of the big lie, now you're thinking that Trump, it was stolen from Trump. So it's the big lie, meaning Biden, who is the president, is not really the president. See, he can't do that. Nobody's going to let, only weak minds will do it. But it took one strong lady, one strong woman to stand up. Strong lady. Her name was Liz. Well, it still is Liz, by the way. She's not dead. Liz will have nothing of it. Liz Cheney, the third highest ranking House Republican, became a lone voice pushing back on Trump's attempt to repurpose the phrase, saying his continued to lie about the elections were poisoning our democratic system. She says, fuck you. Fuck you, diaper boy. Hell no. She ain't having it. She even tweeted it. The 2020 presidential election was not stolen. Anyone who claims it is spreading the big lie, turning their backs on the rule of law and poisoning our democratic system. You go, girl. That girl's on fire. Too bad she's going to lose her post, though. Cheney, the most powerful female GOP lawmaker in the House, has become vocally anti-Trump, a position she cemented after voting to impeach the motherfucker. You know, the little thing citing the riot in January 6th. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something, you Republicans. Every year from now on, it will be an anniversary. So if you want to keep supporting this big lie, you will be the dumb fuck every January 6th, because they will play this on the radio or on the TV every year as an anniversary of when this dumb fuck, oh, I'm sorry, this be really professional and, okay, this dotard got the people together and tried to have a coup of the United States of America. And you will be a party of that. You will go down in history. And your kids will learn from this. Your grandkids will go to school and learn about the big lie and know what he done. And they're going to look at you and think you're a crazy old fart and put you in a home. Because every year they're going to run this anniversary. I guarantee you. Every fucking year they're going to run it. And it's going to show the idiots who are dressed up, and they'll show it. And you will be responsible for it. And you know better. You frickin' know better. Monday move isn't a new one from Trump. He previously successfully redefined certain phrases he views as politically threatening, and he weaponized them against his opponents. Most notably, he successfully appropriated the term fake news, which was originally used to describe false, largely right-wing reports. To refer to any media. So here's what the motherfucker did. And you got to give him credit. He took that fake news that was usually in a response to a Republican or a right-wing news source. That's how it started. And he rebranded it and gave it to the Democrats or the left-wing news. So that wasn't even his either. He rebranded it. It was originally used to describe false, largely right-wing reports to refer to any media reports he disliked as a broad description of the mainstream press. Trump and his right-wing allies have for months pushed the lie that the 2020 election was stolen from Trump and rigged by Democrats through widespread illegal voting and other means. And they've been successful in their misinformation campaign. About 55% of the GOP voters believe Trump lost the 2020 election because of voter fraud. 55% and election rigging, according to a recent poll. There you go. There you go. And he's still pushing it. And by the way, Biden has a 65 GP. What was it? It's amazing. GPT? GPD? Amazing. And why it's so amazing is Trump never reached, wasn't 65, was it 30? No, 65. Nobody has ever reached that. Not even Obama. Never reached that before. It's just amazing how his approval rating is almost 65 to 70% on what he's doing. The only thing that he's doing bad is, of course, the border. But it's just amazing how he is scoring in his polls. Just amazing how he's turning around the world. I mean, yesterday, the stock exchange exploded to new heights. I'll talk like Trump. Never been seen before like this. It never happened before. It exploded. Just amazing what Biden is doing. And meanwhile, while Biden is taking care of business, Trump is acting like an asshole and calling Mitt Romney a loser. This is all he has. They have no policy, by the way. The policy is that anybody pisses off Trump, that's the policy of the day. That's the policy of the day. So you are backing Republicans. Some of you are smart. What the fuck is going on with you? You can see this. Isn't there anybody in this world that you can get behind and let this old man retire, the disgrace, embarrassment of a human being? You get behind a loser. What does it make you? Good morning. Hello, beautiful. How are you, Angela? Angela.
Oh. Hold on. Let me take you off speaker. Doing well. So what do you think of all that mess with the Republicans?
Oh, you know what I think, but before I tell you what I think, I had my second shot of Pfizer yesterday.
Really? How are you?
Yeah.
You doing all right? You sound good.
Yeah. Just mild aches and pains, a little headache coming on. But other than that, I'm fine. I'm kind of foggy. I'm in a fog. I'm not as quick as I am. And this lasted like 3 days the first time I took the shot. I was just kind of walking in the fog. So I feel a little foggy.
Yeah.
But I'm pushing through it. I feel vaccinated.
Well, that's a lot better than having COVID. I'll tell you what. I'm glad you got the shot.
Well, I'm glad you're okay because I know you had a tough time with this shit. You know what I mean?
I'm still having flare-ups, you know, for those listening. I have had COVID like last night my fever started shooting up. I had been coughing and coughing and coughing. I said, I wonder if the fever's back, and it was back. Feels okay today.
No.
I haven't taken my fever.
Really?
But if you have COVID, people listening, if you have COVID and your fever goes over 100, they notice that you're coughing, and it's like a really hard cough, like I need to catch my breath type of cough. So the key is to keep your fever under 100. That's what I've noticed. And in the beginning, I think I may have re-caught COVID. Leg cramps, usually the right leg I've read. But I had leg cramps last night. It's good to be aware, but please, you know, I think wearing a mask, because you might be carrying the virus and not know it.
Sure.
I think that's the best option. I know we all hate the mask, but you don't want to go through what I've gone through. You don't want to. Concluded.
No, you know what I think, Angela? I think I mean, people think this is a temporary thing. This is my personal belief.
No.
COVID's going
to
be here.
No, we're going to have COVID for a long time.
A long time, years, until we build up our immune system like
a
cold or whatever. We're going to have it. Right.
Think of the flu. It's not that different. The flu's a virus. COVID is a virus. And they've worked with COVID viruses before, but nothing like
right.
this. That's, you know, like on Lysol, it says it kills COVID. It says it on there.
Right, it
so,
does.
I think investing in Lysol is a pretty good idea.
I went to my Robinhood
no,
last
I'm
night.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
So
wait,
who all else is here?
Well, right now, in the beginning of the show is usually intimate time, Angela. It's you and me, baby. But
okay.
usually during the show. Yeah, you know how it is. It's been a long time since I whispered in your ear. Whisper, whisper, little star. We have
run, Angela, run.
Run, Angela, run. Run with your COVID. This is how far you get. Here's Miles is in the studio. Miles, say hello. Don't
hello.
Wait for a long introduction. There you go. Miles, there you
Hi,
go,
Miles.
Angela.
Miles. You having a good morning?
Yeah, it's okay. How are you guys doing?
Well, no tornadoes here, so I was pretty happy about that.
I've been hearing what the hell's going on. You guys are going to have a series of storms this week, right? I mean, my God.
Apparently so. If you're a storm chaser, you know, you should be very excited.
Right.
I don't know why people storm chase. I mean, I think that's the most nutty thing ever. You have an F4 tornado coming down the alley, right? Well,
right.
let's get in the car. Let's get some, you know, document
well,
it. And just...
The science of how a tornado, if they figure out how it forms and where it goes, they can figure out
some
kind of
these are common
defense.
People. Now, Brian, when I was being raised, there was a bomb shelter in the backyard. Kind of explains my... Well, I don't think I have a conspiracy addiction, but maybe I do. But if you've been raised with a bomb shelter in your backyard, you might see things differently. And the whole neighborhood would come over when a tornado was supposed to be coming close to us. And we never peeked our head out of the shelter to hear it, to see it, you know.
Right.
Just we didn't do that. But today, it's part of our culture. Down in Tornado Alley. I think it's scary, dangerous, and, you know, if there's a shooting outside, you don't go out to see who's getting shot. You could get shot by a stray bullet. Hello. You know, just, I'm just saying.
I hear what you're saying. There was an incident about a month ago. We had a bear. I mean, a bear. This bear, they said, weighed about 495 pounds. And it came down from the hills, California. It was only a block away from my neighborhood. It was just a block away.
What type of bear do you remember?
It was a black bear. It was a black California bear.
A black
huge-ass bear.
Oh, they're pretty aggressive.
Yeah. Very. So he was about a block away from them. Yeah, so he was a block away from me, and we had the helicopters up and the sirens and everything. Just a block.
Oh my
if he would have walked another block, I would have probably saw him. But the amazing thing is we have this app, which is called Citizens App. I don't know if it's nationwide, but Citizens App will tell you what's going on in your neighborhood, what to watch out for. It's like a police kind of thing for people. So on a Citizens App, it says, well, bear is now 400 yards from where we were. Bear coming. And then all of a sudden, bear turned around. And we're looking on this app where the bear is. And there's dumb people chasing the – I wish there was – I could go on YouTube. I could probably see it. There are dumb people chasing the bear, kids, teenagers, chasing the bear with their cameras. And they're messing with the bear. The bear will jump over a wall. The kids will jump over the wall going, bear, bear. It was almost a game that they were playing. I got bear. And so it goes back to you when you're saying people go out and chase tornadoes and storms and look outside. We got people chasing bears. So people just want to be part of something. I don't know, Angela. I don't know. No fear. I think the power of going viral is more powerful than fear itself, that somebody's video can go you know what I mean? It's just a psychological thing of people. But going back to the COVID thing, The COVID. Did you see the reports in, is it New Delhi? Is it India?
It's
what
in
the
India.
Hell is going
on? I mean, there are so many. They can't even find enough firewood to burn the dead. That's how they take care of their body, the cremation.
But it's Armageddon. They were saying like 390,000
people. It's a different variant. This is a different variant. And we need to be prepared, you know, have all the PPE. Or whatever they call that, and oxygen, you know.
Well, I got my PPE
covered. Save someone's life. That's worth investing.
You got it, kiddo. Well, here's the thing.
And there's a lot of Indian people that come over to the States. So who knows? It may be here, and we don't know it. Because what I had was not typical. Like, I still had my sense of taste. Sense of smell went away, but... Ooh, was that a problem when the sense of smell came back? So. Well, I'm just I didn't realize.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The odors that you miss so much.
Well, I won't get in detail. That's just too gross.
You know, but it, but you know, the Indians. Well, we banned them. I mean, we cannot go to India. And as of, I guess as of today, nobody from India could come here. And if they try to sneak in,
I think that was two days ago. It was an emergency.
Right.
Because, you know,
but
some people are coming to the States if they're sick so they can get help.
Right. And if you see anybody from India, if you see an Indian, call the cavalry. Get his ass. You know what I'm trying to say?
No, that's not right. We have citizens that are in Indian descent, Indians, and you know,
I say cuss her up. Woo 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 woo. Cherokee Nation. I know. Wait, here's somebody you want to talk to. Here's somebody.
You just want to offend everybody today.
Before he says anything. Before he says anything, I have. You know what I did? I made an intro for King. I made an intro for King.
Oh.
You know what I mean? King's going to have his own
person.
Intro. Yeah, King.
I mean, he's talented, yes, but he's a good person, and that's rare to find.
He is. So that's why I made an intro. So every time King comes in the studio.
Cool. All right, well, play
I got
to
play his. Okay, you know, damn, hold on. Where is his
and
intro?
And while you're queuing it up, please
know
that you can
call in
to, what is the number again?
Well, the number, they want to come in, 319-527-6099. That's the number.
Say it one more time.
Okay. Say it one more time. Well,
call
it's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice hurt. That's the number to talk to Angela and Cole and
because
King.
Because your voice
kind of,
has value.
My voice has value.
I think
when you call into a show and you
make a statement, say concluded or I'm done at the end of your statement so you can get a response.
Really? You think when people hear my voice, it calms them down and say, oh, all is well, Brian's on the air? You think it's that kind of thing?
Well, where is that song? To your intro.
I'm talking to you, and I'm trying to get the song up. I can't let King in until I get the song. Talk to Cole.
Okay.
Miles, talk to Angela. Talk to
Cole.
A girl.
Cole's here.
Talk
that's
to her.
Cole.
Talk,
how are you
this
doing,
how
Cole?
How you can talk to a girl.
Okay, I was just reading the BBC News here.
Yeah.
Well, talk to Angela. Here, I'll give you guys a subject. Trump is rearing his big head again, trying to coin the phrase.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
So you two talk.
Mitt Romney was at a Utah Republican conference, and he got booed. Like, the boo was like a lion's roar that kept going and going. Did you read about that, Cole?
I saw that story, but, he's the only Republican to vote to impeach Trump twice, so what do you expect when it goes out in public?
Well, our dear last president, he made a statement on it. You know, he can't tweet anymore, so made a statement on it and basically just saying what an awful person Mitt Romney was, you know, yada, yada, yada. So what was it that you were reading?
I was reading Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay, we have that story. We have that story coming up. Don't say anything. All
right,
ladies and
gentlemen. Story.
This is the only, you know, the morning crew that has his own theme. Before I introduce him, King Webb, I have to play his theme. This is my theme that every time he comes into the room, this is how it's going to go down. This is what I think. King Webb, everybody, this is
everyone,
his theme as he comes into the room.
Everyone, remain silent.
This is the good part, Pecker. It's when the job gets fun.
Yeah.
Ask, and you shall
see. I like this. All right.
You play ball, we play ball. I know you want the goodies.
Welcome to the goodie room.
You paying attention? Because I'm talking G5. Pecker, that's how you're going to roll. No more frequent flyer bitch miles from my boy. Oh, yeah. Player, player, big dick player.
Swinging past your knees.
Big dick baby.
Yep.
Big dick player, player, ladies and gentlemen. The Raw Heine, King Webb, everybody. Good morning, King.
That's too funny.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, my friend. And Miles is here, too. That's right. Play, y'all.
Hey, good morning, Miles. What's up, dude?
Well,
man, just
you know.
Just sitting outside enjoying this beautiful weather. Man, you know, just sitting outside enjoying this beautiful weather and nice and sunny right now. I'm sipping on some coffee, you know.
Look at
you. Oh,
yeah. See, times has changed. When I was an OG, we were sipping on gin and juice, and you're sipping on maybe herbal tea. You go, playa.
Nah, I didn't put no Jack Daniels or Ian Jane it this morning.
Well, Angela's here, and you know how she gets excited when she hears your voice. And King, I think also Miles gets excited when he hears your voice too.
Be
Angela,
careful now.
I know.
Like I said before,
I mean,
he's a good guy. That's the main thing. You know, he has some virtue,
okay,
morality,
but
he's talented too.
That's right. Now, Angela, you have children.
Yes.
You have children.
Yes.
King has children. Now, right here, and before we get to, I think, did we already do the Liz Cheney story? I think we did it already. Okay. Then we got Jenner's story coming up. Now, you guys have children. Now, in California, kids are going back to school. They say in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, I think, are doing this co-op thing that everything's going to be open May 15th. Everything. Schools, theaters, everything. Everything is open.
Theaters. But the Chinese, they own the theaters now.
Oh, yeah. All them Chinese people, they love it. But what I'm saying is there's a problem. Do you have a problem? You know, King, you know your kids are virtually taught at home. You have a little bit of control. You can oversee them. You may even see problems that kids normally have. You know, when we get to be grown-ass people, we forget the pressure that kids who are, you know, in little grade from K until, I don't know, whatever, eighth grade. We forget that every day when they go to school, whether they get bullied or the peer pressure, blah, 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 blah. But when you're at home, you have a little bit of control over that shit, but you see the shit too, and then you remember the shit, and you don't like the shit. So do you have a problem having your kids go to school full-time knowing this shit that's been happening to you? And I know you had some problems with some dude with your little girl. Are you a little afraid that you have to just let them go to school and take care of their business? Or how do you feel about that?
Well, I mean,
I didn't let my kids go because, for one, you know, last year when they shut everything down, a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but a lot of clothing stores that sold the uniforms, they had stopped selling them because school wasn't in session, you know. Mm-hmm. And so so right now, you know, that's why I didn't send my kids back to school. That's one of the reasons why. And then the other reasons is, you know, it's already towards the end of the school year, you know, and it's just a waste mm-hmm. of time right now. You know, they've been doing this virtual learning throughout the whole school year. They might as well finish it out, you know what I mean? And then too, you know, I really just didn't want them at school, you know. I just said, let me just keep them home. So, but that's one of the reasons. And it really, to me, honestly, I really don't even want to say I didn't send them because of the damn virus or anything. I truly think this virus shit is gone. I don't even know if it's really still here because, you know, I've been seeing a lot of people not wearing a mask. These things, mm-hmm. people are still breathing, walking around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just truly think that this shit is moving out of here slowly, you know. I just, you know, so that's one of the reasons why I didn't send mine back to school, though. You know what I mean? It's because, you know, when I went to go try to look for school clothes, they didn't have any. You know, they had school uniforms. You know what I mean? My kids wear uniforms, so so I didn't see any uniforms or anything like that. So other than that, you know, that's why I didn't send mine back. I would have loved them to go back. You know what I mean? But we couldn't find any uniforms. So I just kept them home. You know.
I hear you. It's a tough decision. I know Angela probably had it. Her kids are grown now. Her kids are probably grown.
Well, no, I have one in high school still. And,
oh, do you really?
You
know, I didn't know that, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, yeah. She'll be a senior this next year.
So, oh, okay.
But definitely online. She was already on homebound. My daughter has problems. We'll just leave it at that. And
is this the one that transitioned?
It's been a year and
Angela?
A half on virtual.
Angela,
no.
is this the one that transitioned or no? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, this is my daughter. She has autism.
Okay.
And her school ends the end of this month, so I'm pretty excited about that. But she'll be in person next year because I think that is much healthier for her. She'll learn better.
Yeah.
She'll be able to do her drama. She likes to act.
Yeah. I have a question, Angela. Did your daughter that's in high school right now, do you think mm-hmm. she learned better off her iPad dealing with the teachers 101, or do you think she's doing better like when she was in school with the teachers, you know?
Well, with her autism, she has these things called tics. And they're pretty bad right now. I think she's stressed out with the online learning. So we're going to have to go back to the children's hospital. But like last semester, she learned very well. And then last year, she learned as the teachers couldn't stop talking about her. That, you know, oh, she's so good. She shows up. And the key is to show up to like the Google classrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all that,
right.
And I'm sure the people listening know what I'm talking about. But
yeah.
I think if you don't count this semester where she's had some problems, for the most part, she actually learned better. But there's some issues this semester. And maybe it's not for, like, every single year, but if you need to take a year and you have to travel, or I think online's the way to go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I was asking because, I know when my kids were, when they all three were in school, like, you know, in person, they were doing okay, but with them on their iPads, they were able to actually have more time to complete their work and everything else.
Yes.
They have more time with the teachers, and I just see a big improvement with that, you know what I mean? And so I believe
Are they in elementary? Or are they in junior high?
Yes, elementary.
Elementary?
Yeah.
Well, I would consider to keep doing online school. a lot of the schools have a public online service, and depending on what state you're in, trying to think of that website. I'll think of it in a minute. But they have like a map of the states. You click on your state, and you see what the homeschooling laws are for that particular state.
Nope.
But like I think there's a, you know, I talked about Black Wall Street, Tulsa, the green thing. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple what they would call unit studies. In the homeschool world, they call them unit studies, usually about a 6-week or 2-week, depending on the level that the child's at, for them to learn about that history. And you can put in a lot of different cultural history and supplement what you're doing. You know, you could do field trips. You know, some of the art museums, once a month, they'll have a family day and where the kids can do projects. And I looked for anything I could use to educate my child.
Right.
Included.
Well, you know, and we're going to transition to that, too, because it is related to Pfizer and it is related to the vaccination and it is related to lockdown and it is related to this. Like I said, I took my second shot yesterday, fully vaccinated. King prayed for me. Thank you, King. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I know how he, because I know how he feels towards the vaccination, and now King, a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, the latest news here.
Of him.
Right. This just came out 2 hours ago. Headline. Pfizer reaps hundreds of millions of dollars in profit from the COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of millions of dollars in profit
from
the
COVID
vaccine.
Billions. It should be a billion by now.
It probably is.
Because worldwide, you know, there are vaccines everywhere.
Exactly. The story. They were, last year, they were racing to develop a vaccine in record time. Pfizer made a big decision, unlike several rival manufacturers, which vowed to forego profits. Pfizer went right for the profit, baby. Went right for the money. Other vaccines says, nah, Pfizer went right to it. So the other companies, they forego their profits on their shots during the COVID-19 pandemic. But Pfizer, hell no. Bring me the money, baby. Playa. They plan to profit on its vaccine. That's what it says here. On Tuesday, the company announced just how much money. Yeah. Just on Tuesday, I guess that was yesterday. Seriously. It's today Tuesday?
I don't know.
Today's Tuesday, right? Today's Tuesday.
Yes.
So it's about an hour. Yeah, okay. So today, about 2 hours ago, the company announced just how much money the shot is generating. One shot. One shot, everybody. And Angela, you're right on. The vaccine brought in, are you ready for this? $3.5 billion. In the first 3 months of the quarter of their revenue, $3.5 billion.
It's good to be Pfizer.
I took that shit. It's good to be Pfizer. The vaccine was far and away Pfizer's biggest source of revenue. And
really?
So these are for
you
the
don't
people.
Say.
Oh yeah, this is their biggest revenue ever.
Sarcasm.
The company did not disclose the profits it derived from the vaccine, but it reiterated its previous prediction that its profit margins on the vaccine would be in the high 20% range. That would translate into roughly $900 million in pre-tax vaccine profits in its first quarter. Pfizer has been widely credited with developing an unproven technology that has saved an untold number of lives. Really? I don't know. We haven't proved that it saved anybody's life yet. It's still, if it was proven, then it would not be an emergency vaccination. See, we got to be careful, and you got to think out about when they said an unproven technology that has saved an untold. That's an oxymoron. How can you tell me it saved lives when it's been unproven that it saved? Because then you wouldn't. Help me out with that, Angela. It's unproven, but it saved lives. How do you know?
You can look at the people that have had. You can look at the people that have had the vaccine to see if they've developed COVID, and that wouldn't be hard to follow up. you have the list of all the different people that have gotten the vaccine. That would be one way to do, it wouldn't be a study that would be valid because the people were not informed that they would be contacted after the vaccine.
You're right. But see, my mind doesn't work that way. If something is unproven, that means you don't have you have insufficient data.
Well, because it's unethical. The problem
is
it's unethical.
Well, it is.
Because you would have to follow up. You'd have to follow up with the person getting the vaccine. But if you did not have their informed consent at the time they got the vaccine, then it would be unethical. You could not put a study out or anything, you know, you couldn't do it ethically. They should have thought ahead.
Well, you're right, because, again, people, you got to remember that these vaccinations or vaccines.
No is no.
Exactly. These vaccines are still in emergency experimental states. That's why they're not.
Yes, absolutely.
They didn't cross over to it's an actual vaccine by the FDA and blah, blah, blah. It's
Which
still
is
under the
really
emergency.
Kind of scary.
Right. And it's still, I'm a lab rat. Right now, to this day.
And we're not
I
a one vaccine all society.
Right.
There are problems. There are reactions. They call it adverse reactions.
Sure.
To
this day, walk in the store and you hear that little, you know, Angela, when you walk into the store, you hear that little bell, ding, 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 let you know that you're there. To this day, I walk in, I hear the ding, 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 and I go right to the cheese and I start eating like a little rat. I don't know why. I'm expecting to get shocked. I have no idea what's going on here. I think I'm being experimental on.
What I'm saying, you know, if you want to find out about adverse events or reactions, website, and then once you get there, you'll see a little tab and it'll say VAERS, fears, VAERS. Tap on that, and then you enter the vaccine that you want to see what reactions have happened. So if you're listening, if you're concerned, that is how you get that information.
Well, we need that information because right now there are people coming on early on. Oh, this is all about money. This is all about profit. This is all about this. And there are people arguing, it's about saving lives. Blah, blah. I'm right here in
play. No, come on. Would they be doing that if they didn't have money in play?
Exactly. Now you know where you're releasing.
Just to be honest, you know, it's a business.
Right. It is a business. $900 million pre-tax vaccine profits in the first quarter. It says here, but the company's vaccine is disproportionately reaching the world's rich.
Mm-hmm.
An outcome so far at least at odds with its chief of executive pledge to ensure the poor countries have the same access as the rest of the world to the vaccine that is highly effective at preventing COVID. They're going, Pfizer going, pay me, bitch. We're a business. They'll be coming in here calling
the United
Nations.
The United Nations has assisted in that. But they bear the brunt of the cost for those nations.
That's true. They say as of mid-April, wealthy countries had secured more than 87% of the more than 700 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines they dispensed worldwide.
Well, just try getting one in India. If you were in India, you could not have gotten that. No, they don't have the supplies that they need.
I mean, those poor little Indians. Woo, 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 woo. Cussed her up.
They even made a vaccine of their own. Made a vaccine of their own. Yes.
Really?
You know, to prevent COVID. Well, there's so many different COVID vaccines out there. But it's not been affected with the strain. Not with
but you know
strain.
But you know the irony here,
so we need to be prepared.
Well, not only just kill one of those Indians. It'll be an uprising. Get your guns in the cavalry. Ride them.
You know what a person could do? If they're concerned about their state being prepared,
a bitch
you
Indian.
Can call call your governor of your state and request that information on what they have, like the oxygen and the PPE, you know, all that stuff. You can ask for a report on it, and they probably have a link, but ask them to get more, to be prepared. And if the PPE, if it's expired or not, a lot of times they'll have quite a bit of it, but it's expired. It's too old because it breaks down. You know, like the gowns, they break down.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I agree. And they really don't mm-hmm. know how long, even a vaccine, even if you're vaccinated. I mean, this is how long is going to last. Some people say
it's
6 weeks is still experimental.
Vaccinations okay. have an end date, like the Hep B. No, not the Hep B. It's the one that Gardasil. It only lasts for 3 years. Just
right.
3 years. And then the woman needs to get another one. And then it's
yeah,
three shots to get that.
Oh,
so they're
hell.
Making a lot of money on Gardasil. Do you know what Gardasil started as?
Yeah, on somebody's leg. On her inner thigh.
Gardasil, that vaccine used to be used for a different purpose. It used to be used to prevent anal cancer. When AIDS happened.
Anal cancer. Out of my ass because I don't want anal cancer, but I didn't know that.
The patients that had AIDS developed anal cancer. And so they created this vaccine for them. Now get this, the tissue, the anal tissue is very similar to the cervix. And that is why they transferred it to be Gardasil. They modified it, and then boom. So that's the history of Gardasil, boys and girls.
Well, thank you for the history. Have you ever had anal sex?
That's not appropriate to ask me.
It's not? I just want to make sure you don't have no cancer.
I'm telling you my boundaries.
I'm thinking it's a medical question. No, it's not inappropriate. No. It's a medical question.
It's absolutely inappropriate. And
is
the discussion ends there.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm not
going to
yell at you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying this is my boundary. And, you know, that's it.
Cross your boundary and spank you like you love it. Listen to me. Here you go.
Oh, Brian.
I'm trying to do good stuff
James,
here.
Can you tell him that this is not good? Okay, you mentioned India. We'll go there.
I'm trying to get info. Listen, the Indians and India are in big trouble. They are. What do they call them then? Who are the people in India?
And this could just be population reduction.
What's
the guy?
They can't afford. You know,
Bill Gates. Bill Gates is divorcing his wife.
He just got divorced.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
You're way ahead of me in the story.
He was so into the polio vaccine.
You know, you're trying to evade. You are talking over me because you're nervous. Stop it, anal girl. I'll spank you.
The oral polio vaccine can sometimes induce.
You are a lippy one. You're lippy.
So that's probably why India's having a hard time is because of.
I'm going to tie you up. What am I going to do with you? Tie you up.
He's going to tie you up and spank your anus.
I do the planetary thing, your anus. Listen to me.
And film
Angela.
And send it to Bill Gates' wife.
Nah, no kidding. We have that story. So, Angela, I'm trying to give information out.
Okay,
so we are
on
humble
with her husband.
Show. So if, you know, the poor people, pray for the people in India. Right now, I think what they do, I think they're not sanctioned to come to the U.S. I think as of 2 days ago, they're kind of isolated.
No, they're
on
not.
Their own.
And they're getting, the oxygen is getting to India, but it's not getting to the hospitals. That was heartbreaking.
Well,
I couldn't imagine being a medical person and say, I'm sorry, your oxygen ran out, and then they die.
Exactly. But what we should do is empathize on what's going on, and we're United States, and we have that. So when you do see an Indian, don't forget to do this. This is what we need to do, because there you go.
What?
Go get them.
Okay. But I really do think
go get them.
Bill Gates has something to do
them
with
Indians.
This. because they're always saying there's too many people in the world. India has a large population.
Well, start with the Indians. Don't they have enough
problems? My conspiracy hat? I'm putting my tinfoil hat on, and I'm thinking maybe they're just trying to control the population.
That's right. The cavalry will take care of that. Come on, boys. USA. You got some more Indians uprising. We'll take care of it.
Do you think that the population should be controlled?
Yeah. No.
You?
No. What are you thinking? Nobody, you know what? Nobody should be able to dictate.
We cannot sustain all these people in the world.
We have the right to procreate.
We're not taking
We have the right to make babies.
Doesn't
babies
mean
we don't
you should.
Want.
Sometimes not wise.
You know what? As long as
we're not taking
as long
care
as their little penises and little vaginas getting together.
We need to stop eating meat.
Eating meat? Yes.
Brian needs to go vegan.
Hey, I'm a hunter.
Brian needs to go vegan. No,
no
you're
I'm
not.
I'm not going vegan. I am
not
going vegan.
That bear was out there.
I'm
you didn't go after it.
I'm going to the store as a hunter and get me some meat that's like $5 a pound. That's what a true hunter does.
You could have found that bear and shot it. It probably would have been really good meat.
Now you're being cruel.
So
no.
Fail. Fail on
no.
the hunting thing.
No.
Probably
I hunt like a real man. I go into the store and I get it for $2.35 a pound. That's what real men do.
Oh, and then it's all processed. Then it's all processed.
You know what? It makes me a happy boy.
Don't buy
Hold
from
on,
Walmart.
I have somebody else.
I got to put the other hat on. Walmart has very bad meat because they inject dye into it. They
but you know what?
They inject dye into it. They're allowed to because they're a national
Is that
chain.
That good taste? That tastes like dye. That tastes like dye steak.
You can tell they're
it's tasty.
Angus beef is the best beef to get.
Hey, you
Angus
leave my anus beef alone, lady. You're back
no,
with the anus
Angus.
Beef. Oh, I didn't know.
Well, you can take Gardasil if you get anal cancer, but hey.
Oh, my God. Here's Melissa. Melissa, talk to Angela. Welcome, Melissa.
Jeez, what is going on? Hi. Gardasil is horrible, and it's killed girls. It's terrible stuff.
Yes, it has. It was banned in France, but now they have it there again.
Terrible. Terrible. And that's another.
And
we're
the
gonna,
creator.
You know, you guys, we're going to see some stuff come up with these vaccines. Watch.
Oh, yeah. And Gardasil, the lady that developed that vaccine, she killed herself, supposedly. When they wouldn't get rid of a doctor, all of a sudden they commit suicide. And I have a real problem with that.
Well, you're going to hear some... I got this story, if I can go on. How much time I have? I mean, there's some good stories here I really want to talk about, especially the autopsy of Weird Hollywood. Oh, my God. Dark, dark, freaking Hollywood. You're not going to believe what happened. If I get to that story, it'll be cool. Melissa, magnificent Melissa, I got to introduce
good morning,
you to your Royal Hiney King here. Your Royal Hiney King Webb.
King. Good morning.
Kink. He's your little king cake.
Hey, good morning, Melissa.
And,
I've been listening.
So you know who's there. Miles is busy looking for reports for his news report. Yeah. What's this newspaper name? I forgot. Something.
Bob Firestone.
We call him BF for short. And
I have a mission, though. Everybody on here should become vegan and stop eating meat.
I do not want to become vegan. That is your mission,
not
mine. I do
not either. Yeah, I do.
I have no desire.
There's some good recipes out there.
You
can put beans in your salad, black meat beans, you know. That's good protein.
Angela, you reminded me of, and if we have time, we have the marijuana grandma who's making a supreme. You should see she's cooking. I'll bring you to her. She's cooking with nothing but marijuana, and she makes these supreme casserole dishes.
Is she called Marijuana Mama?
Yeah, she
is. She called Marijuana Mama?
Yeah, she is.
I think
cute.
I know her.
Do you really?
Oh, my gosh. It's the one I think
of. It's one of my best cooking. It's one of my best cooking.
Is she from Canada?
Now. I got to get to her. I think I have her. But if we have time, you got to hear this lady. She's about, what is she about?
Shit, maybe. Problems.
She's not that
I'll
old, 70 maybe?
Is she in Canada?
Weed. She goes by the name Weed, W-E-E-D,
okay.
Weed Grandma. And you should hear
the dishes. That's not the same one.
No, this is Weed Grandma. She's really funny. She's from Arkansas, and she talks like this, but she's so
No cute. Way. I got to find her then.
If we have time, we'll play it.
What?
Hello, Melissa. Is Melissa on the road? Oh, I got an announcement to make before we go to our next story. And Melissa graciously said that, you know, she would do it. I'm going on location June 6th. I will be going from Vegas. I'll be doing a show in Vegas.
Oh, cool.
I'm going there, but Melissa was graciously enough to help me out on the show. So what I did was I will give her the show that mm-hmm. day, and I would be her board op. She'll run the show. I will even talk to Melissa, say, what do you want to talk about? I'll set it up and everything. Melissa will run it. And I would just be her board op because she can't see the board. I can still see it from Vegas. And I just will let Melissa know.
She'll be cracking the whip.
She'll be.
You know it.
Yeah. She will.
You should put a sound on there, the crack of a whip.
Oh,
I should,
huh?
She can use.
She will.
Yeah.
B-A. But
I was playing that for the kids the other day, that old song, Rawhide. Was it from a Western?
Remember that one? Yeah.
Because the kids have a horse now they ride. A little bumpy.
Oh,
horse.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw
so
that.
So I play them old, cute. Like, themes from Big Valley and, yeah. Yeah.
I saw that picture. It was the cutest picture. It was cute. Now, that was Oliver? Was that Oliver on a horse?
They were both on it. But Oliver
was,
on it, oh, yeah.
They had this. You should see the expressions on their faces. You know? Well, they're cute. They were really
Oliver
cute.
Oliver gets, like, this look on his face. And say, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He does get that look. Melissa, I told everybody, we'll get
yeah.
to story. You're going to love these stories. You're going to love it. And Angela, don't leave because I got a story about Caitlyn Jenner that you're going to probably get pissed about, so I don't want to miss that. But as you know, and I talked to Melissa. In fact, I text Melissa right when I was taking my shot. I was going to let her
yes,
know.
You
I
did.
Said, Melissa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I said,
Casey
I'm taking
died.
My shot. I'm... I know. And she was so encouraging. She was so encouraging. I'm going to tell you something. Never text Melissa if you want some kind of encouragement because it's not going to happen. The text went, I'm here. I'm going to take my shot. First
Make
thing
sure
out of
you
her mouth,
spell my last name on the will correctly. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Yeah, really. But mm-hmm. So Melissa's first response was, I said, I'm taking my shot. Melissa's first response is, oh, no. I go, this is encouraging. And it was really funny. So we go, you
Stop.
Know me. You
don't
know,
do
she,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I wouldn't say that to somebody. Yeah.
So it was,
you're going to die.
You
no.
know, it was really
hey,
funny.
Hey, he wants to
because,
die. That's all right.
Hey, why not? I'm going to see Jesus. Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
I go
Jesus
in there.
You can have my two shots.
Mona.
I go in
yeah,
there,
Mona.
And it was and this.
Mona.
I think she was
Mona
from Vietnam.
Yeah.
The nurse, she's a little thing, and it's like I
Ouch.
Was nervous on the second shot because I'm hearing a lot of bad things happen in the second shot. You know, you're gonna go through all these little things and problems. I was a little worried.
Another one.
So this little Ooh. Thing comes in, and she goes, "I will see you now." I go, "Well, you see me from here." She goes, "No, I will see you in there." I go, "I'd rather be here. Get in there. I will." I went. And she started talking about her boyfriend. You know, I went on a date. I swear to God. I went on a date, and it was a good date. I just met the guy, but we went out, and we had an Uber, and a car broke. But I'm looking at her going, what? And, you know, I know they're trying to take your mind off of what they're about to stick the poison in your body, so she's going to talk. And so she said, and I go, wait, hold up. I go, you went on a date? She goes, yes. I go, was it a good date? She goes, yes. I go, good, because I don't want no man-hater put a needle in me. Like, she comes at me and stabs me with the arm. I go, you know what I mean? I go, you're not. And I had to qualify this bullshit. You know what I mean? You get these women. And she goes, no. And then I go, so this thing is safe. She goes, oh, perfectly safe. Wonderful safe. Absolutely. I mean, I'm hearing birds sing from her. And the angels are falling. It's safe. It's safe. Good. She convinced me. Then she said this. You're not planning on doing anything in the next 3 days, right? I go, what? Wait a minute. You just told me it was safe. She actually said that. Well, but the next 3 days you're not doing it. I go, what does that mean? She goes, nothing. I go, what do you mean nothing? And then she gave me a shot. I go, oh, too late. And that's what
I
happened.
I bet Brian got diarrhea. I bet he did.
Oh, all over my little white panties. And I wore them. I'm not ashamed. Men, real men wear panties. Right, King?
You know what you could do with dirty underwear? This is kind of off topic.
What
but if
you
have a garden, if you have a garden, you bury it, provided that it's cotton, that your underwear is made out of cotton. You could put it in the ground, and it will decompose. And what the underwear, cotton is part sugar. And so then it enriches the ground, and you'll have an amazing garden.
I am not
just
eating anything that came from my dirty underwear. I hear you want a tomato. It's for my underwear.
Well, when the underwear is worn out and you're buying new underwear, you can do that.
I'm going to call the Calvary.
You know, and become vegan.
Angela's there. She's over there. Go get her, boys. USA. USA. Get her, boys. Took care of the
become vegan.
I am not going to become a vegan. You know what? I have never seen a healthy vegan. Vegans, to me, don't look healthy. I like a little meat on my bones. I'm telling you, you know what vegans look like to me? Heroin chic. That's what vegans look like to me. Remember when that used to be a thing in the 80s or the 90s, heroin chic, because these models used to just take heroin and coke all the time, and they call that beautiful?
Skeleton
remember?
Dead.
Yeah,
it was
remember
like skeleton
that?
Dead. It was scary.
Oh,
and
it's horrible.
Down the runway, you want to feed them ice cream or something.
Right. Oh, there's a guy. Cole has a fan. Wait a minute, girls. Don't leave because I got a thing. Hey, Cole, you have a fan. Are you there, Cole? He's really quiet. Miles, are you there? I'm going to ask for a little bit, then I must move on. Are you there? Is your time in the spotlight? Miles?
I'm on the train. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Can you hear this guy? This guy came in the studio for you, and he wants to ask you a question. I told you people
this
is the show. Yeah. Well, I know he's on the train. I don't know. That's the first time Nicole ever pulled a train. All right.
Oh, no.
Here
we
go.
I'm here, Brian. I'm here. Ask the question.
Okay, the guy came in. He wants to ask you a question. Here's a question. Here's a question. All right, Cole's on the line. He can hear you. What's your question for Cole?
Why are you gay?
Because your asshole is smooth. And, Brian, don't bring your laundry here. We don't take your laundry anymore. You have peanut butter chunks in laundry. You put that in the ground, the ground will dissolve into a third seed.
Why are you gay?
Well, there's your question. Why are you gay?
Well, there you go.
I am not gay.
Why are you gay?
That's a sincere answer.
I have never stuck my penis in another man's mouth or ass, and nor
why are you gay?
Put his penis in my mouth or my ass. But if it makes you feel good.
Jesus. All right, that was a soundbite.
Okay.
Don't argue with the soundbite.
It sounded like
not a
sound
real guy.
Board.
That was a soundbite.
Why are you gay?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It must be the Pfizer. Melissa's probably laughing to herself. I had to do that, Miles. I had to do that. But good answer, Miles. I mean, he doesn't take no lip. He uses both of them.
Oh,
I just made that one up.
Oh, God.
Hey, wait a minute.
Back at that again?
I know.
It was funny.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, the things I do when I'm on medication. All right. I deserve it. I deserve this. Thank you. I should get an award for this show. You ever listen to other blog talk shows? I can waste our time, and we can look at other blog talk shows, and you would be completely bored at this time. I can prove it to you, but I don't want to. All right, Angela, I know I'm going to give you – this is a story that I want you to listen to. I need your expertise.
Sure.
Caitlyn Jenner, baby. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes, boy.
She's talking.
Candidate. She's candidate Jenner right now.
Yeah, I know.
Gubernatorial candidate.
Well, she
she's
came
running
out.
For governor.
She looks horrible.
Brian, did you know that Cam? Did you know that Cam Newton is a vegan, Brian?
Is a what?
Cam Newton.
What about him?
He's a vegan.
Yeah.
He's a vegan.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's vegan.
And,
that's good. Perfect.
And I think he's out of the NFL too. He's on his last leg. I'd be surprised if they sign him this year. He's broken, and he didn't have much of a start. Who is he playing for now? But I got a feeling. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got a feeling they're going to replace him this year. I really do. I really do. Here we go.
He'll
Caitlin
become
Jenner.
A swim coach. Okay, go ahead.
Caitlyn Jenner opposes transgender girls playing women's sports. Caitlyn said that. I don't have a clip, but I'll get you a clip. Here we go. Thank you, Melissa. I'm on the Pfizer.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's bad me. Here we go. And she just left. Angela, get back in the
studio. Who left?
Angela.
Oh, because you said the C word.
Clit? Yeah.
Clitoris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clitoris. Don't worry, Angela. Wait a minute. I got to send a message to Angela. Hold on. Angela, I know you're still listening. I'm going to help you out.
Yeah, you can't eat that.
All right. It's a personal message. Caitlyn Jenner, everybody. Now, see, it's funny how the press tries to be politically correct, but they're not politically correct, because this shows you how stupid the press is. Caitlyn Jenner wants to be known as a woman. Okay, so you left-wing press decides that you want to make her a woman. Okay, but why are you putting an article about she's a man? Here we go.
A woman with a
Here's
penis,
a copy.
Mind you. Okay, a woman with a penis.
Right.
I don't get it. And a girlfriend. Okay.
Chick for dicks. Right.
Not a boyfriend, but is Caitlyn Jenner a lesbian?
Well, you know what? You brought something to my mind. She was on when she had to transition. Is it the Kardashians? Wait a minute. How do you spell Caitlyn? She even spells it stupid. C-A-I-T-C-A. She was on. She answered that question. C-A-I-T on a Kardashian show once. When they were asking it, Caitlyn Jenner. Let me see if I can pull up the sound bite one. Let's ask, are you gay? And I don't know if it.
I think he said no. I
right.
want to say
he
said
no. He did
no.
say no.
Yeah.
He did say no. And
I don't get it.
Said,
I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Exactly. Let me see if I can pull that up. I don't know if I can pull that up.
Bob Firestone probably could enlighten us.
Bob Firestone slept with Caitlyn Jenner. how you got the job. Caitlyn Jenner that says Ellen DeGeneres took her comments on gay marriage out of context. Caitlyn Jenner discusses marriage on My Gay Dream. Caitlyn Jenner says she is now 100% gay marriage. Here we go. Let me try it. Maybe it's complicated.
It is so complicated. I can't wrap my head around it.
I still can't. I mean, you can look at yourself as a woman, but when you go to the bathroom, you're still shaking it three times before you put it in your underwear. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here
but
we
it's
go.
Probably a lot smaller than it used to be from taking
probably.
Estrogen, right? Probably shrunk it right up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here it is.
Caitlyn Jenner wants you to know her stance on same-sex marriage. At first, I was not for it. I mean, I thought, I'm a traditionalist. I'm older than most people in the audience,
you're
know?
You're a traditionalist? You're on camera with fake boobs. You're a woman. You probably have your dick. I'm a traditionist. You know she was a Republican, by the way. She was a Republican, by the way. This is nuts. There's nothing traditional about you. Nothing. But anyway, this is kind of crazy.
Same-sex marriage. At first, I was not for it. I mean, I thought, I'm a traditionalist. I'm older than most people in the audience, you know. I mean, I kind of like tradition. And, you know, it's always been a man and a woman. And I'm thinking, I don't quite get it.
That was Caitlin back in 2015 on The Ellen DeGeneres Show. But now in a new sit-down with Diane Sawyer set to air Friday night, Kate says this.
I am 100% behind gay marriage. Let's clear that up right now. And I am 100% for gay marriage.
Because I think 2 years ago you said it was an evolving process.
Which it was, yeah. But I am, get it straight, I am all for it.
Caitlin also opens up about her politics in the new interview.
Yes, I did vote for Trump, but here's the deal breaker with the Republican Party. And the deal breaker is you mess with my community. You do the wrong thing with our community. You don't give us equality and a fair shot. I'm coming after you.
There you go. And you don't want Caitlin to come after you, especially if she's behind you.
Yeah.
But that was not the soundbite Kardashian that I wanted to play, because they just talked to her. It was on the Kardashian. When she just got in, they asked her, well, are you gay? Do you like men? And she goes, no. Do you like women? And she goes, I don't know. And this is the trouble with transgenders. I don't think they thought it thoroughly of who they are and what they want to be. This is maybe the closest one I can get. Is she's talking to Mama Pimp, Kris Jenner. I think this might be the closest way I can get.
I don't hear anything at all. Does anybody else hear? Is anybody else here? Come on, Bob Firestone, you're never quiet.
Yeah, I'm still here.
King, thank you. Because Brian seems to be gone.
It went quiet. It got quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going in and out on everybody's end or what.
I can hear you good. I hear you.
Yeah,
can carry the show.
No, I said it got quiet all of a sudden, so I don't know if there's something going on his end or what.
It must be. We just don't want any dead air. He'll probably be right back.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
Usually Bob Firestone has something to say.
Yeah.
Are you going to get the vaccine?
No, I ain't fooling with that deadly stuff. That stuff ain't even... A lot of people say it's good, but it's really not good. I mean, when you constantly got people dying from it, that ain't good. I mean, when I was growing up, vaccines were supposed to actually, like, prevent you from getting sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, when I was growing up, everybody would get the chickenpox vaccine and all that stuff. And,
yep.
I mean, even though I know I'm older now, hell, you can still get the chicken pox or whatever, but I haven't had the chicken pox since I had it the first time and got the shot. So,
This
vaccine, this vaccine now, I just don't trust it. You know what I mean? They're not even. The thing is, the news won't even report some of the people who have died from it. You know, and there's people who have lost family members from this vaccine, and when they get done holding their funeral services and stuff, they're getting the autopsy reports back showing that, you know, it came from the vaccine and stuff. So I don't trust it. You know what I mean? I just, you know, I'd rather keep on drinking my orange juice, eating oranges,
yep.
taking vitamins, just building my immune.
Take your vitamin
D3.
For the kids, you can get it. You know, when you have a baby now, that they give it to you to give them the vitamin D3 and drops. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little baby.
Yeah, I know. I got.
Shonga.
I got to write me a list down anyway. So I can go to Walmart and pick up some more bottles of vitamins and everything. But yeah,
yep.
I got.
I got Bounce. We held the show for you. Don't worry.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Did you guys hear the Jenner tape? Did you hear the Jenner tape at all?
No, we didn't hear it.
Nope.
No.
I forgot that he married Kris Jenner. Of course, just Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
I forgot he did. I forgot that he was. Oh my God! What a mess.
He's got a lot of children too. He fathered many children.
Yeah, look at that. But, you know, going back to the press, and thank you, guys. I heard you, Cole. Thank you. And I heard you, Melissa. Thank you. Going back to the article, if you're going to buy into this story that's a girl, then why put the article, former Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner? That is not right, because Caitlyn Jenner never was in the Olympics. If you're going to buy into it that this is Caitlyn Jenner, not Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner was in the Olympics, not Caitlyn Jenner. So you're not even buying it. You get what I'm saying? They're not buying it. Former Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner has come out against allowing transgender girls to participate in women's sports. Jenner, who has filed paperwork to run for governor in California as a Republican, said it was a question of fairness in an interview with TMZ on Sunday. She goes, that's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girls' sports in school, Jenner said. It just isn't fair, as we have to protect girls' sports in our schools. Jenner took to Twitter on Saturday to say the same thing, saying she was clear about where I stand. We had this talk, man. This was like last week where that woman, guy, who did not let on to anybody that he was a dude and he was a transgender. He came in the MMA, which is the mixed martial arts sports arena, very combat, as a woman. And he hid the fact that he was a man. And he was beating up these girls, giving them bloody noses, breaking their jaws. What kind of guy would do this? I mean, instead of doing a documentary on him, it should be attempted murder. They should arrest this motherfucker for attempted murder, don't you think? I mean, what guy will go into a mixed martial arts pretending to be a woman and kicking their women's asses and then later comes out and say, okay, I'm a transgender, then he becomes a hero? It infuriates me. He should be in jail right now in attempted murder, as far as I'm concerned. What say you, peoples? There you go. Okay. The peoples. All right, then that tells me he transitioned.
I agree. Throw him in with the men.
It should be attempted murder, as far as I'm concerned. You don't celebrate a lying, thieving son of a bitch who could beat up on women. But speaking of that, I got other stories. Here we go, because I'm on the COVID. I'm on the Pfizer shot. Here we go. Which one do you want to... okay. There's a cop. There was a couple of... did I take this story? So this woman, there was something with this cop. Anyway, I have a cop story, but I wanted to play it first before I played this. So this woman, we don't hear the other side of the cop. We don't hear the other side of what happens to cops on the street. This is going to blow you away. This happened in Los Angeles. This happened it says 10 hours ago, but it was yesterday. And I wonder if this is the one with the videotape, because I have one with the videotape. This isn't the one. You got to hear this fucking bitch. So apparently she was speeding. LA police pulled her over And the guy who is a cop, who is the cop, see, I forgot what city it is. They don't have body cams. So out of his own money, the cop, what he did was he bought one or he made one for himself to protect himself, especially what's going on now, right? So he made this out of his own money. So this L.A. cop doing his job, and we don't usually get to hear the other side of what's happening here, stops this woman. He stops this woman. And what you're about to hear is something so grotesque. I wonder if this is it. Fuck. Here it is. Oh, good. I got the one. You'll hear her. You will hear her. It's so grotesque. How about if I just play it? You guys want to hear it? I'll just play it. You're not going to believe it. So here it is. He sees her, L.A. cop, stops her. She's a professor, by the way. She's a professor at a university. There's a little town called San Dimas in California. Here's what happened when this cop stopped her. And by the way, the cop is Latino. Here it is.
Going at 38.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
you're a murderer.
Because
yes, I started to record because
you can't
you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared
me. You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his...
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
It's not harassment. No. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
You had a picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Dave? Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
you
here
stop,
you go,
stop
murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for
no,
me,
No, because
huh?
you're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
the...
Okay. I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I didn't
say
that.
I'm not smiling. You're the one who's...
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. And you're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
I
don't think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
Here you go, ma'am. Right inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There
you
go, dear. Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
There you go. Did you guys hear that clear? It's so quiet in here. I'm hoping you heard that clear and you have a comment. But anyway, it was a woman. I don't know if I'm still on the air. If I'm not in the air, I'm going to hang up. It's a woman, just in case anybody can hear me. It's a woman who was pulled over by a Hispanic cop. She says, you're a murderer. You're always going to be a Mexican. And it's a teacher who berates a Latino deputy, launches into a racist tirade when he pulls her over. Again, testing 1, 2, 3, am I here? Anybody? All right, then since I'm not recording, then what I'll do is I'm going to read the article just in case you can
yes,
still listen.
Yes, you're here.
Oh, am I? Okay.
Yeah.
Did they,
I just got
thank
fussy
you, Melissa.
Kids. Well, I'm muted.
Oh, I understand. Did you hear the soundbite of that woman being pulled over?
No. Mm-mm. No, I've got
really?
Fussy ones for him.
Oh.
Did anybody else hear it?
I don't know. King? Cole?
I hear clicking.
Matt? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if that's somebody else's phone.
I'll try to play it one more time for you. I understand
okay.
You have kids. Again, it's a Latino cop who pulled over this white lady in the neighborhood. And here it is for
okay.
you.
Okay.
I was going at
38. Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over
because you're a murderer.
Because
yes, I started to record because
you can't
you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared
me. You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
It's a whale.
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
It's not harassment. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to report the police
yes,
when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting what? Or none of that.
Do you have that
you
picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, it's not just a feeling, you're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Jill? Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here
you
go,
stop
murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for
no,
me, ma'am.
No, because you're scaring me. They're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
The
okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I didn't
say
that.
I'm not smiling. You're the one who's threatening.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. You're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
I don't think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous?
All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasco?
Sign the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There
you,
you go,
be
dear.
White.
Thank
have
you,
a good
ma'am.
Day.
There you go. Wow. Anyway, that's one thing. I think I'm going to keep that.
What a nice lady, wasn't she? Nice lady. She's a sweetheart.
Here you go, murderer. Here you go, murderer.
You'll never be white.
You'll never be white. Here you go, murderer.
That's what you want to be. Yeah. She sounded like a crazy bitch.
Because you're murdering me and my children.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said. I'm going to keep that as a sound bite. I think
that's a good
be.
One. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Somebody
give one more.
Four cops, right?
Oh,
all right, I'm done.
King?
Yeah.
Well, we have another transition here. Here we go. You guys, I got this sound bite on this one. I got this from Melissa, okay? This is for Melissa. I'm doing this on Melissa. And, you know, these are celebrities and their autopsies, okay? It revealed hidden secrets about them. And this is unbelievable shit. It's really dark Hollywood bullshit. And so this is when they're in a corpse. And the autopsy revealed this. And I was shocked on some of the bullshit that it revealed. Am I still in the room? I can't even find it anymore. Wait a minute. Am I still here? Anybody, talk to me if I'm still here. I'm not here. Uh-oh. Let me see. I'm having such problems today. I don't know. Maybe it's the COVID. Because right now, I'm in the room and I don't see anybody in here. I don't even know if I'm... Okay, there you guys are. Okay. So this is some bullshit here. You guys got to see this. Or you got to hear this. Melissa, are you here? I know the kids are screaming. That's okay. I just want to know if you're here.
I'm here.
Okay. I got this opening. This is gruesome bullshit. And these are about celebrities, what they revealed on their autopsies. So I got to play, and I got this for you, Melissa. I thought about you in the opening of it. Because it has to have an opening of it. Here we go. What the autopsy, we're talking dark Hollywood, what it revealed about these celebrities. Ooh. Here it is. Transition music. Hollywood autopsy. Helter Skelter, baby. Helter Skelter. Listen to this. Marilyn Monroe. You know what they found?
I've seen that.
You see it? It's like all these mysteries and legends, how they died, why they died, and all this kind of stuff. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, she graced the covers
of
everything.
That's a deep
one, huh? Sex symbol. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what you didn't know is that she was a symbol of depression. She had this insight. Marilyn died in 1962 of an overdose that appeared to be suicide. That's what some of you believe. Is it true? No. Her autopsy found that she died from acute barbiturate poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are other aspects of her autopsy that leads people to believe that she was murdered. The autopsy showed there was no needle marks on her body and there's no evidence of a pill in her stomach. There was also no indication of the yellow dye from the numbutal capsule. Help me out. Is it
numbutal or something like that?
Yeah. That she supposedly OD'd on. None of that was in her body.
Mm-hmm.
None of it.
Her stomach didn't have it in it. Yeah.
None. The theory surrounding her death revolved around the Mafia, CIA, Area 51, and the Kennedy family. After all, she was known.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. She had an affair with both boys. Talk about the president. Wow. Both of them did her. In fact, the last person she had reportedly spoken to was JFK right before she died.
I thought it was Peter Lawford.
No, JFK was the last one she spoke to.
Okay.
I think Peter Laughlin hooked them up, didn't they? I don't know that
he's
story.
He's
involved
how she got in it up. Somehow. Yeah.
Right. This is deep shit. This is helter skelter bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one that I always suspected and I never knew. Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
This guy, I don't know. You know, when he played the Joker in Batman, I thought it was
a great
performance. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, and I have done this.
Yep.
I mean, I'm nowhere near these guys, but I did a couple of movies. And there was some that I had to really get into a character, and it was a week and everything. And it was some I have to shake. Like when I get out of here, I have to shake the Brian the Hammer clothes off and make me completely naked, douse myself with holy water, and clean and wash my mouth off, and I become me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Heath Ledger. Now, he was known for pouring himself into the characters he portrayed, but when he took on the role of the Joker in A Dark Knight, it seems he had gotten too far. Ledger died in 2008. He died before the film was even released.
Yep.
But leading it to become a digital memorial for him, and the character, he seemingly sacrificed himself in pursuit. This guy went deep, deep, deep Joker, man. Full retard. He went full retard.
Yep.
Melissa, he went full retard. You don't go full retard. Because he was playing the Joker. And the Joker's kind of like a retard. Are we allowed to say that anymore, Melissa? King? Cole? Are we allowed to say retard? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think
retard.
So.
Are we? Okay. I just want to get it from the judges. All right. You don't go full retard. Now, Cole goes full retard all the time, and it's hard to come back from full retard.
He
really does. He goes full
retard.
That's
a mistake.
It's hard to come back. You know?
He's there right now. That's why he's not talking.
I know. Still looking for us. Well, Firestein is on reporting right now. And this is what I mean by full retard, folks. This is exactly what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there were times when I was doing Jack that I actually felt retarded, like really retarded. I mean, I brushed my teeth retarded. I rode bus retarded.
Damn.
In a weird way, I had to sort of just free myself up to believe that it was okay to be stupid or dumb.
To be a moron.
Yeah.
To be moronic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. To be a moron.
An imbecile.
Yeah.
Like the dumbest motherfucker that ever lived.
When I was playing the character.
When you was the character.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as Jack. Definitely.
Yeah. Jack. Stupid-ass Jack. Trying to come back from that.
In a weird way, it was almost like I had to sort of fool my mind into believing that it wasn't retarded. And by the end of the whole thing, I was like, wait a minute, you know? I flushed so much out, how am I going to jumpstart it up again? It's just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
You was farting in bathtubs and laughing your ass off.
Yeah.
But Simple Jack thought he was smart, or rather didn't think he was retarded, so he can't afford to play retarded being a smart actor. Playing a guy who ain't smart but thinks he is, that's tricky.
Hmm, tricky.
It's like working with mercury. It's high science, man. It's art form.
Yeah.
You an artist.
Hmm. That's what we do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hats off for going there. Especially knowing how the Academy is about that shit.
Wait. About what?
It's serious. You don't know. Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What do you mean?
Check it out. Dustin Hoffman, Ray Man, look retarded, act retarded. Not retarded. Count two picks, cheat of cards. Autistic. Sure. Not retarded. You got Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump. Slow, yes, retarded, maybe. Braces on his legs. But he charmed the pants off next to him and won a ping pong competition. That ain't retarded. He was a goddamn war hero.
Right.
You know any retarded war heroes? You went full retard, man. Never go full retard. You don't buy that? That's Sean Penn, 2001, I am Sam. Remember? Went full retard. Went home empty-handed.
Lesson, you never go full retard. And ladies and gentlemen, hello, Miles.
Speaking of, right?
You.
There he is.
Well, I'm glad he's here. So Heath Ledger, man. So the last time we saw him, he went into the character as a Joker. He couldn't come out of it. It says when he took on the role of the infamous Batman villain, he locked himself in his hotel room for weeks preparing for the Joker. There's a documentary called Heath Ledger, Too Young to Die. And it showed the journal he kept during the time that, including pages with photos of hyenas and stills of Alex DeLarge from Clockwork Orange. He was getting into his role. Even more suspicious is the last page in his journal that he simply said, bye-bye. See, now here's where the conspiracy theories come. Many think that Ledger got too into the character, but others think that it is just a reference to Ledger finally being finished with the filming of the movie. But his family doesn't think that he was depressed or that his death was intentional. And his autopsy showed that he died accidentally from abusing, here we go, prescription medication. It was a combination of a lot of drugs that I can't even pronounce. One of them is oxycodone. And Melissa, let's see if you can guess. I love to play this game with Melissa. Guess the medical word that I'm trying to say. We're going to have a new game. Guess the medical word.
Oxycontin.
Oxycontin.
It's an opiate.
No, oxycodone. Oxycodone.
Yeah. It's an opiate. Go ahead.
Right. Another one is deoxylamine, lemamin, or L-A-M-I-N-E. Deoxy, L-A-M-I-N-E.
Lamine?
I don't know.
That's oxyliamine.
Hydrocodone? Codeine? Hydrocodone?
Oh, that's, yeah. Yeah. Codeine.
Another
one is... killers.
Right. Alprazolam? A-L-P-R-A-Z-O-L-A-M? Alprazolam?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. He had seven different opiates in his body, in his system. Seven different. And another one, it was Brandon Lee. Again, the conspiracy theory, Brandon Lee. I mean, Brandon Lee, if you don't know, was Bruce Lee's son. And both him and his father died in this mysterious circumstance, and there goes some conspiracy theory. But Bruce seemed to be in a great physical health when he suddenly dropped dead at 73, at the age of 32. I didn't know Bruce Lee died at 32. So the conspiracy theories came about where he was poisoned by Chinese herbalists and all this kind of theories. But Brandon's death was just a shock. He was only 28 when he died on the film The Crow.
Bruce Lee died. His girlfriend, he broke his back, and he was on certain antibiotics, certain drugs, and he had a headache, and his girlfriend gave him aspirin. That's what reacted with the other medication. That's what they say why he died. As far as Brandon goes, I don't know. I think there's something. I don't think you shoot someone. That guy, that guy was going to be pretty big. And that doesn't seem like an accident to me. It's easy to get a gun on a set and get into someone's hands to have that kind of accident.
I know who did it. Kevin Spacey.
He came up in the headlines today. One of his accusers has 10 days to make their name public, or else they can't go ahead with their civil case against him. I think it's the one that he claims that they had a relationship when he was 14, and Kevin tried to put it in his back door, but it wouldn't. It hurt too much, so he didn't do it.
Really,
I wouldn't want my name out there. I can understand that, but if you want the money. And, put your name out there. You can move to an island somewhere.
How much your ass is worth. But you're right.
Yeah.
Are you going to become part of this lawsuit? Are you going to be, Miles, are you going to become part of the lawsuit?
Of that lawsuit? No, I don't. No, I'm not going to be part of any of that.
No, sexual harassment. All right. Remember when you looked at your penis in the bathroom?
I should. I don't know if that's worth.
You
that
can't
worth
sue
grand?
Nobody because they looked at your penis. What is wrong with you? It's not like you copyrighted a dick. It's like you can't look at the dick. You got to pay. I mean, what is wrong with you? He can look at your penis. What is the story, Miles, about you and Kevin Spacey? Because it's still kind of space. It's out in the spacey somewhere. What is the story? I want to hear it. Go ahead. Tell it to us again.
I'd rather pass. I'm about to get something
to
eat right
now.
No, tell
it. You know what? My daughter wants to hear. She just looked at me like, what? She wants to hear. So please, I'll put you on speaker.
I'd been on the show two other times, and when I got there, he winked at me like after the first take. I was like 6 feet away from him the whole day. And that wasn't bad enough, just having to see him the whole day was a pain in the ass. And then at the end of the day, when I thought we wrapped, they cleared all the tables away, and I had to do one last shot with him. I never saw that episode. Well, yeah, I went to the bathroom at lunch, and he stopped. I was in the stall. It was kind of open a little bit, and he kind of stopped on the way by to take a peek. Yeah, so whatever, man. He's a slimy old fucking fuck anyway. So a lot of people would have added some shit on the end of that to try and cash in, you know?
Mm.
But I don't have anything else to add to that. That's all it is. I don't think that was even worth hearing.
It was. Jillian's in shock. Mm-hmm. She didn't know the story. She had no idea. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. It's up to like 22 or 23 people that have come out against him.
Mm.
So I don't think they're all mm-hmm. lying. And if there's 23, there's probably another, you know, he's talk about 4 decades in the business. I think he ran some theater in London. That's where they're saying he's staying right now, there in Florida somewhere. But
do you think that he wanted to be with you in that way? Is that why he looked at you?
I don't know. Well, I don't know why else. I don't know. He might just look at everybody. Doesn't mean he wants to be with me.
Mm-hmm.
If he did, he would have said, "Hey, I want to get you on the episode. Let's go do some cocaine and have a drink."
Would you have done it?
In the hotel room. Oh, no. I would have done it. If you got me the part, I would have said I'll do it afterwards and then no-showed.
Oh, okay.
I would have done
all right.
that. Yeah. Mm. Fuck that. I ain't going to no hotel room with that fruitcake. He's not going to work again. He's done.
Well,
That
happened to me once, Miles, because I was an actor. And one time it was a break between scenes. I went to the bathroom, and this girl walked in. You know what I mean? She walked in on me, and she saw me holding my penis, and then she looked down, and she winked at me, and she smiled, and I felt really uncomfortable. And I was traumatized, maybe for the fact that I wasn't done peeing yet, and she had it in her mouth. But I think I got a suit going on there. I'm going to collect on that bitch. Thank you. Trauma. My trauma, your story. Very traumatizing. I have empathy. Next story. That's her juggles. You know what? Don't put me on speaker anymore. Please, Mom, don't do this. Anyway, so this conspiracy about Brandon Lee, then we're going to get to the Kevin Spacey. In fact, I'll have Bob Firestone report on that if he wants to. But to finish with Brandon Lee, there's a lot of conspiracies around him. And, because his father, Bruce, also died at a mysterious age, you know, young age. And they said he was poisoned. But Brandon's death was he was only 28 when he died. He was on the set of The Crow. If you've never seen the movie The Crow, it's a great movie. By the way, I became a fan of Brandon Lee. So apparently it was a prop gun, mistakenly, like Cole said, mistakenly fired. It's supposed to be a prop gun. Mistakenly fired a semi-live round into him. The autopsy showed a .44 caliber bullet in Brandon's spine. In fact, having pierced his abdomen. It's a word. Abdomen. And for you people who are politically correct, if you'd be an abdo woman. But in his abdomen, despite the fact that it was supposed to be safe, Brandon was rushed to the emergency room where surgeons worked for hours to save his life. They even ended up transfusing over 60 pints of blood into him, enough for 5 grown men, but they were unsuccessful. That's what happened. And next we'll talk about Brittany Murphy, but people want to talk about other things. Bob Firestone. Do you want to do the Kevin Spacey report? Because this is just off the wire.
Which one? The one I was talking about?
Right, but do you have the article in front of you? Do you want to do the news report? Okay. He's in a situation where he can't talk. I understand that. He's on a subway and in the But I'll do it for him. All right, here we go. Breaking news. According to Melissa at Bombardstone. Hey, this is Brian the Hammer Jackson. I interrupt this program for a special emergency broadcast. Our favorite guy, Kevin Spacey, is in trouble. Thank you. Take it away, Brian. Thank you, Brian. And by the way, Brian, you look really good today. Thank you, Brian. You look really spiffy yourself. Thank you, Brian. And now for the news. The talk of the two Bryans. Here we go. Man who accused Kevin Spacey of sexual assault has 10 days to identify himself so the civil case can proceed. Can you imagine that lineup? Number 23, can you bend down and grab that other man, number 22's testicles, please? Oh, that's him. That's him. That's him. That's who he is. He's number 23. Thank you, 23. Must be the Pfizer. Must be the Pfizer. A man who says Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted him in 1980s when he was 14 must identify himself within 10 days that the civil case against the actor can proceed. 10 days. The man, only identified in court documents as CD, says he met the actor around 1981 when he was a student in Spacey's acting class in Westchester. I'm going to read it like the creepy guy on, because I love this guy. Have you ever watched Dateline where the guy has no color whatsoever? He's older guy and he has that creepy voice like, yes, and then what happened? Hmm? I mean, it's just that guy. So I'm going to try to read it like him. I love the guy. He's creepy. So, New York, according to our court documents, when he turned 14, he began a sexual relationship with Spacey. Boom, shakalaka, shaka, boom, shakalaka, shaka, boom. According to the documents. Bow wow, chitty, bow wow. The Manhattan federal judge, Louis A. Kaplan, ruled that the public has a legitimate interest in knowing the identity of the man. Nothing in this case that interest is magnified because CD has made its allegations against the public figure, CD. That's his name. We don't know who CD is, but we think it's Cole. Cole Dorman, CD, Cole, calling his CD names.
Cole Dick.
Cole Del Rey. Cole Del Rey, CD.
It's him. He's going to make the big time finally.
It's him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Cole. I said Cole Dick. Yeah,
Cole Dick.
Cole Dick.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So CD argues that there is a competing public interest in keeping the identity of those who make sexual assault allegation anonymous so they are not deterred from vindicating their rights. In a recent letter to the court, CD, otherwise known as Cole Del Rey. CD. The attorney stated that CD has reluctantly decided that he is emotionally unable to proceed with the action and will discontinue his claims if the court denies his motion to proceed with a pseudonym. That's what the judge said in his ruling. Though CD, Cole Del Rey, is correct that the public generally has an interest in protecting those who make sexual assault allegations so they are not deterred. Actor Anthony Rapp, who joined CD in a civil lawsuit against Spacey, alleges the actor made unwanted sexual advances on him when he was 14, according to the lawsuit. The incident allegedly happened at the actor's home in 1986. Hello. Oh, hi, Kevin Spacey. Hello, CD. I'm glad you brought a friend. Oh,
that was
yeah.
a long time
like
ago. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Would you like some milk and cookies? Sure.
Ugh.
Well,
ugh.
Well, CNN reacted out. CNN reached out to the attorneys representing Spacey and CD, Coles Del Rey, and rap for comment. One attorney for Spacey told CNN she was not authorized to comment Monday night. In 2017, Spacey apologized in a tweet for what he said would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior after the actor rap made the allegations, but said, "I honestly do not remember the encounter." That's because it did not happen. None of this happened. And let me tell you, and as far as I'm concerned, Spacey committed career suicide. Because if I remember the apology, Spacey says, "I don't think it happened, but it could have happened. I was drunk." I remember he made that comment.
Yeah.
Right. But he says, "I don't think it happened. I'm not that way. But if I did it in my drunken behavior, I apologize." He made it in that context.
Yeah.
So I think he, by him saying that and he apologized because at that time he didn't know what the temperature was or should he apologize, he committed career suicide.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bad rap on him. And I think for public knowledge, anybody should be – now, I invite you guys to look at my penis. I'm very proud of it. I'm not going to sue you. It's a very amazing penis, by the way. It has stories. And I think, what's the big deal? I think – you know, I'm going to tell you something, a secret. Girls, you don't know this. Guys will go to the bathroom in a urinal, and they'll check out the other guy next to them. Uh-huh, that's what you got, Patty. Huh. That's what they do.
Really?
I don't see women sitting in a stall and another woman climbing up over the stall looking down at somebody going, "Nice bush." I don't think that happens.
No. No.
It doesn't happen.
No.
Guys, yeah, mm-hmm. So guys, quit being so uptight. It doesn't happen. Freaky Kevin
Spacey. I'll be right
back. Okay.
Listen, Brian.
All right.
Fruitcake. I don't look at anybody's cock in the next stall. You fucking fag. You half a fag. You've been hanging around with fuck you, Joe, too much. You little faggot.
Oh my God! Don't turn on me, you.
What's next? You're gonna. What's next? You're gonna enter the women's MMA open trials in LA next month. You fucking fag.
That's what I'm going to do.
Why don't you send a dick pic to Kevin Spacey on Instagram? I'm sure he'll suck on it through the screen. He'll lick it.
Hey, he'll get me back into the movies.
Why are you gay?
I just like that soundbite. I don't know why. All right. There's more news so I can get the hell out of here. By the way, did I mention that I had my second shot of the Pfizer dose yesterday? Here's a story that was interesting to me.
I hope your body can fight it off, Brian. Crazy lunatic.
I gotta fight it, baby. I gotta fight this shit off.
Now listen,
well,
when they come back and they say you need another two, take a pass, bro. Take a hard pass.
I will, but, you know, I don't know. I hear that they're opening up. You know, I had to do it. I committed to one and got to finish
it. No, you didn't.
Did you see the report in India? I mean, my God, those people. Dying left and right. Here we go. Transition. This is interesting. Again, this happened in Los Angeles about 10 hours ago. So it's these two women, right? They're going to move. They're just moving, so they decided to rent a U-Haul. What could happen? Two women in a U-Haul in Los Angeles. What could happen? Here's a headline. It was terrifying. Women sue the LAPD alleging officers wrongfully targeted them. What's even more terrifying that the women were white. Oh, there you go, white people. How's it feel to be targeted? You heard that other white person say, "You're a Mexican and you want to be white and you're a murderer." This is what's going on now. This is what's going on now. Two white women. What could be wrong? Two white women renting a U-Haul, driving down the street. What the hell is going on? What's going on? I don't know.
Wake up, white people.
I don't know. The Los Angeles Police Department is facing a lawsuit after two women say they were wrongfully targeted by the officers. The women said they were ordered to get out of the U-Haul with their hands behind their backs and told them to walk towards the officers, backwards. That's when the woman said they were slammed to the ground. And one woman bounced back up and had to slam her down again because she had big tits. Boing, 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 boing. I know.
Did they stick anything in their asses, like a baton?
I don't know. It could be a YouTube.
How many
it could
fucking
be one
black
of those...
people get harassed all the time? You know, just take it, all right? You fit the description. Two white ladies stealing a U-Haul.
Two white ladies.
Just deal with
it. U-Haul.
I wonder what this. How much? What do you think they're suing for, Brian? Maybe I should get their lawyer to go after Spacey.
Well,
that might be a good idea.
I don't know. And I don't know if they have a lawsuit here. It says here, here's what one of the women said. It was terrifying, Shalani said. Shalani.
Shalani?
It was probably the most, her name was Shalani. She said it was, probably the most.
Oh, doesn't she look like a Shalani?
No.
Oh, yeah, Shalani right here. That is Shalani written all over it.
Oh,
you could have picked a better name.
Exactly. Shalani. It said there, she said
I've
it was terrifying.
I should have named my kid Gelato.
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 This is my daughter, Gelata. This is my son,
Gelato.
Hepatitis.
Oh, my God. We call him Hap for short, right?
But you know what? I do think
Pepsi.
If you name your daughter Crazone, or Cazone, I think it sounds cool. Crazona. Cazone. It sounds Italian
what?
And cool. To
Cal-
me. Yeah,
Crazone.
Calzona.
Just Calzone.
Calzone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You name some guys, it's like Rico. Rico and Cazone. It's just so Italian. I think it'd be a good name.
Really?
Well, anyway, Shalani said, well, Shalani, she worked in the community in development, and she was helping her friend, Shabani, S-H-I-B-A-N. So Shalani and Shabani. Shabani
Jesus.
Is a film producer. I know.
Mm-hmm.
So Shalani was helping Shabani, or Shabani, S-H-I-B-A-N-I, Shabani. And Shabani is a film producer. She moved into a new home in February 2020. The pair had rented a U-Haul truck to bring her belongings to Hollywood, to Los Feliz, where Cole knows very well, which is only 20 minutes away from me. And they were pulled over from the LAPD. The women were wondering what they had done. They pulled over and parked the U-Haul in front of the girl's home, Sabani's home. But when they looked in the rearview mirror, they saw at least 10 officers with their guns drawn and heard a helicopter overhead. One of them says, I thought we were going to die. I thought they were going to shoot us. I really thought this was the end. The women said that they were ordered to the ground, get out of the U-Haul, put your hands behind their heads, and told walk towards the officers, backwards. That's when one of the women said that they slammed her to the ground, but she had big tits, and she bounced back up, and they slammed her again, and she bounced back up, and they slammed her again. Then she said, I felt his
we
knee
like big
in the back. She said,
I
felt
like big
his...
titties.
I know, big titties. It was so good, I'll slam her down in the ground again. Look at that. All of a sudden, it's Tigger.
She felt his knee. She didn't feel his penis or baton?
That was his penis. Felt like a knee. Leave Solani out of this. She gave him the Solani. The woman said, never told the Pope because, okay. So the women said it was not until they were inside the back of the police cars that they were told that they had been pulled over because of officers thought the U-Haul had been stolen. The women told the officers that they had a receipt for the U-Haul. They rented it early this morning, and it was in her purse.
Is it in her purse?
It was in her purse. Ah, here you go, officer.
Hey, partner, why don't you grab that out of there? It kind of smells like some grouper. It smells like a farmer's a sea wharf. It's fisherman's wharf.
Yeah, let's grab that receipt there. Why don't you do it, Captain? All right. Well, we cannot arrest you because the captain ate the evidence. You can move on now.
Good.
So anyway,
hey Brian, does your penis look like a baby's arm holding an apple?
Why not?
Why do I come on here?
Why do I come on here? No, it does not look like that.
Why are you gay?
I'm going to keep that. Where was I? Oh, the women. Well, it's gone. The story's... Oh, here we go. So anyway... So that's what the officer said. The officer said that they thought the U-Haul was stolen. Their attorney, Brian Olney, said it should never have happened. And has filed a suit against the LAPD, alleging that the officers were using so-called high-risk procedures during a traffic stop that was not high-risk and only involved in alleged nonviolent property crime. Something he said has been ruled unconstitutional by the Ninth Circuit Court. Courts have made it very clear, but the LAPD refuses to listen, he said. They know what the law is. They're sworn to uphold it, but they made a deliberate decision to break it. LAPD said in a statement that it was unable to comment on pending litigation. There you go. There you go. One last story. This is a sad story. I think that Melissa would probably like it. This is came on The Wire about 4 hours ago. It's a horrific story. It's really gross, and I don't know if I have the stomach to read it, but I will. And it's sad. Anybody who have children, turn off the radio. Don't even listen to this story. Anybody who has children, just don't listen to me. Put on your headphones and... think of good stuff. I see trees of green. Oh, whatever. Hey, King, you're a musician. Sing it to me.
He's done.
And I ask myself, what a wonderful life. I see skies of green, red circles too.
It's a
dikes and U-Hauls getting pulled off by you know who. And I ask myself,
oh my God,
where's my joint that I lost?
How racist is this? I hate myself.
You're laughing. Oliver's laughing.
I know. I see trees of green. Red
it's not
roses too. Come on.
It's an impersonation.
For me. I mean, it's just as bad as putting on a white face with the voice. It's just as bad. What is it? And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Where's King? King's the singer. I like to see King do this. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. A bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, so anyway, so these girls, here it is. This is a bad story. Headline, girl in the bunker, kidnapper who got 400. Is Oliver rapping? He's like,
can you hear this kid?
He's just my background dancer. He's like, he's do what? He's rapping. Yeah. My opening act.
He's having a cold. Hey, sit down. Stop. Threw his Cheerios and toast everywhere. He's losing it.
Wow. He's a rocker. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, he'll be throwing your CD out the window. You know, but this girl, she was in a bunker. We love you, Oliver. And thank you for the backup of the singing. So this girl was in a bunker. She was kidnapped by a guy. Check this out. 421 years in prison. That's what the judge gave him, 421 years. He'll be out on probation in 100, so maybe he's fine. May 4th, Columbia, South Carolina. Vincent, that's his name, but he spells it with an O, V-I-N-S-O-N. He was serving a 421-year prison sentence for kidnapping, torturing, and raping a 14-year-old girl that he kept in an explosive landed underground bunker. He died Monday in prison. He was 51. He was found unresponsive in his cell at the jail. There were no signs of foul play. An autopsy will be performed. This motherfucker. There's a Lifetime television movie about the case called The Girl in the Bunker. It aired in 2018. He was a bad guy. This is what the judge said. He was a bad guy, as bad as you can get without killing anyone. He got 421
years
and deserved every day of it. That's what the judge said.
He didn't kill her, huh?
Yeah, I think he did kill her. He was caught in 2006, and he pleaded guilty for the next year. Well, he kept her in there and raped her. The judge sentenced him to 421 years in prison by combining consecutive sentences for kidnapping, rape, impersonating a law enforcement officer, and a host of a blog talk radio show, and other offenses. Unforgivable. That's what the judge says. Unforgivable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. So anyway.
All right, I'm pulling up the words to Louis Armstrong's A Wonderful Life.
Oh, no.
I'm going to sing the whole thing.
See trees of green.
You got
Satchmo coming in here, right? Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Satchmo. That's what they call it.
Satchmo. Oh,
yeah. Wow. You know who we need to call in, Jesse, right at the last moment?
Oh, no. Jesse would sing it. Jesse listens. I wouldn't be surprised if he's listening right now.
He and Cole were not too friendly towards each other last time.
No.
They really weren't.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
I know.
Mm-mm. I think Cole was talking about bisexuality and penises and, right?
Well, I think what set Jesse off is that Cole was talking about animals, bestiality. And then yeah.
You said he was watching porno.
But we all know
porno,
Cole wouldn't hurt an animal. Say that again,
yeah,
Cole.
Yeah, I said, were you watching any? He got all angry. Don't bring it up. Why'd you bring it up then? Back to you, Brian. That was the last thing I heard from him.
Jeez. That's too bad.
You know,
because I thought you guys would have hit
okay,
it off.
Brian,
no,
guys,
not anybody.
I got
I did
the
too.
Lyrics.
I
got
to.
Okay.
No, I
all right.
I blocked him once I found out he was a switch hitter.
What? You had him on Facebook?
I mean, I'm friends with Corey Clay, but, you know, he puts his shit right on the table. You know what I mean? All right, I got the lyrics up. You guys want to hear them?
Yeah, let me hear it, Cole.
Want to hear my impersonation?
Yeah.
Now, if I was, if I had black makeup on, yes, then, you know, that would be bad.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
no,
here
too
we
late.
Go.
I already got the image. Go ahead. Go ahead, Al Jolson. Go ahead.
I see trees of... No, it's Louis Armstrong. Thank you.
Yeah, I know, but the black, the blackface. Go ahead. It's Louis Armstrong. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Kill him.
Clouds of white boys.
Shoot him.
The
Shoot
bright,
him
blessed day and the dark, sacred nights. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wow.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky.
So racist.
And also on the faces of people going by.
Help
I see
me.
Friends shaking hands. Saying, how do you do?
Where's the popo?
They're really saying, I love you.
Somebody put a knee on his
I
neck.
Hear babies cry. I watch them grow so much more. Then I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Oh, my God.
No, you gotta actually. The only way to pull that off, I got like two lines right.
Okay,
garbled.
Go ahead.
You have to have some spit.
Let him get it out.
You have to have some spit in your mouth. Yeah. I see babies crying.
Jesus Christ.
I watch them grow.
Come on.
They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, why is this black girl staring at me right now?
Oh, my
crazy.
God. Oh, my God.
Yes,
all right, there you go.
Into my show.
There you go.
What a wonderful blog show.
You can catch him at your next Proud Boy concert. Okay.
Oh, my God, Cole.
I'll be in Vegas. If I make it to my second show without getting my head blown off, I'll be very surprised.
Me too.
Hey, I'll be in Vegas. I'll be in Vegas pretty soon myself doing location, and Melissa will be taking care of the show. Thank you, Melissa. Let me see. So anyway, the girl in the bunker guy, this guy got 400 and something years, man, raping and torturing this girl. In September 2006, a 14-year-old girl went missing after getting off a school bus. This is an Elgin community in Kershaw County. According to an in-depth story, the state newspaper in 2007, evidence in the case showed this guy had hidden in a bush and waited for the girl to leave the bus stop. Then he jumped out in front of her wearing a T-shirt with a police emblem on it. He falsely told her she was under arrest because her family was growing marijuana and it handcuffed her. After leading her into the woods, he raped her. Then he placed a necklace on her and told her it was full of explosives. If she tried to escape, he said he would blow her up and then kill her little brother. Then he led the girl deep into the forest where he had prepared an underground lair, 6 feet deep with a camouflage door.
Nice.
It was booby-trapped with explosives.
Welcome to my horror of lair.
That's
my
lair
dens.
The bunker was one of four. You know what?
Hello, pretty girl. Would you like some candy? Would you like a piece of candy? Come with me.
It's a sad story. Hello, come to my lair. Look, I got a bunker. It's a sad story. Leave her alone.
I've got a chocolate bunny for
bunker?
You, little girl.
Yeah. Bunker? I hardly knew her. Okay, forget it. It's a COVID talking. It's the meds. Bunker. I hardly knew her.
The vaccine. Brian, you realize, Brian, that any mistake you make the rest of your life right now, that you can just blame it on the vaccine.
Sorry,
honey. I'm sorry I threw the macaroni against the fucking wall again. It's the fucking vaccine. I can't fuck you. My dick is dead. It's the vaccine. I can't go see a movie. I get claustrophobic. It's the vaccine.
Yes.
Airplane
it's the Pfizer,
trip.
Baby. It's the
I
Pfizer.
I can't do that.
I know.
I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving my lair of candy. My den of horror.
Wow.
Layers.
Nothing but layers.
Multi-layered, Brian. You're multi-layered.
I know. It's a multi-layered. We won't have time. Oh, you should have. Oh, go. I had it for you. I did it for you, but we won't have. We won't have time. It was a marijuana lady, the weed lady making weed. I didn't play it. I don't think we have time because maybe a little bit. Let me finish this bunker story.
You know time.
No, I don't have any more time.
Right, Brian?
I'm out of time, buddy.
You know that?
You went on. Now, you know, Cole, you went on Blog Talk.
Play in the archive.
Wait a minute. You went on Blog Talk 2 days ago. I was in there to try to
Did
support
you. Call
you.
In?
You said hello. Yeah, it was me called in. You even mentioned it was me called in. You said, oh, Brian probably called in. I don't care. And you kept going on, and you're reading articles. I'm reading articles. You didn't even acknowledge me. You didn't open up the phones. So I don't know what you did. What was the purpose? Anyway.
I don't either, Brian.
I decided
20 minutes before I could go on to go on. And then I went on, and that was my only caller. And I deleted it. How about that? It never existed.
Well, you know what? If you would have opened up your phones, I would have talked to you, and that's how you create more callers, because maybe I had something interesting to say, and so I wanted to call in to respond to what I had to say. Anyway,
you're right,
here
Brian.
We go.
I should have picked up.
You should have picked up the phone. So anyway.
I'm going to blame it on not having a vaccine, Brian. That's what I'm going to blame everything on.
For not having the COVID.
I didn't get the vaccine.
Not having the COVID.
And I got the COVID, so leave me alone. I'm foaming at the mouth.
Right.
Come and give me a kiss, Melissa. You want
wow.
some candy?
Wow.
I got some candy.
Well, here's what the judge
Easter
said.
Candy.
Come to my bunker.
Okay.
The judge said, he goes, 2007 hearing, defense lawyer Jack Dugan introduced evidence that this guy, his name is Phil Yaw, that's his last name, F-I-L-Y-A-W, Phil Yaw. Jesus, there's so many jokes. I can't. Do you feel ya? Anyway, that's his name. He had endured a turbulent childhood. He had dropped out of high school and was an alcoholic.
Wait. Say it again. What kind of childhood, Brian?
He
what
said
kind of
he had
was
a
that?
turbulent childhood. Turbulent. Like what you're doing to me.
Turbulent.
Turbulence.
Right, like
I'm
kind of
experiencing turbulence
engine.
Right now. Like I'm in some kind of psychotic airplane.
Turbulence.
I'm trapped with you. I'm feeling turbulent right now. He has a turbulent childhood. He had dropped out of high school and was an alcoholic, unemployed loner, suffering from paranoia and delusions. Duncan said money that Phil Yaw redeemed himself for. To some extent, when he decided to plead guilty instead of having a trial, which spared the victim the ordeal. So she's alive. Okay, she's just in the bunker for a while. A veteran attorney who has had thousands of clients over the last 40 years, Duncan said he had never had a client who's got 425-year sentence. It's the longest sentence, I think, in South Carolina history. Geese, the prosecutor, said he has a very clear memory of the kidnapped girl whose action led authorities to the bunker. She was very strong, very brave, and that's what he said. After the case was closed, authorities blew up Finial's bunker, and that was it. It would have been a tourism thing. All right.
Hey, Brian, are you serious? She did the whole show on speakerphone, and then you go off speakerphone for the last minute?
Who?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You.
Why? What do you mean?
How come your voice
I didn't do it
on
speakerphone.
On that one last article.
I had the phone. Well, okay, here's 5 minutes of for you, Cole. This lady has been.
Wait, no,
this lady
I got Bob
called.
Firestone handy with a real.
Oh, you got Bob Firestone.
I got
Firestone.
Bob Firestone
okay, hold on.
Standing
let me
by.
Get, let me get Bob Firestone. Hold on. All right, here we go. Here we go. Are you sure he has a story, right? Where are you out of? Where are you live from where?
Northampton, New York.
Northampton. Where? Oh, New York. Okay. All right. Here we go. Breaking news. This is Brian Hammer Jackson with Hammer 96.7. We have breaking news. We're going to New York. Take it away, Bob Firestone. Take it away, Bob.
Hey, this is Bob Firestone reporting live for Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. And seems that we have a 49-year-old Northampton Township man is in custody after first responders found his dog charred on the top of a grill. Officers arrived at Nicole Lukanyanichinov's Holy Knoll Drive.
Oh. What's twice? Dog charred on a grill. This is just breaking news story. Continue, Bob Fire, and he is stone. Continue, Bob Fire stone.
That's right. It's Bob Fire. Changed. I put the D on the end, Bob. Brian, I've been trying to keep that quiet, but it slipped out of a high school yearbook page. So it is Bob Fire stoned. And yes, I am stoned. Officers arrived at Nicole Lukanyanichinov's Holy Knoll Drive home to find him sitting on a bench with a gun near a burning couch and a fire pit around 7 a.m. on Friday. Once the fire was extinguished, officer noticed an animal, later determined to be Lukachev's dog, badly burned on top of the small metal charcoal grill. Apparently, Lukachev was taken into custody for killing the dog and trying to grill it. Brian, back to you with that spicy barbecue sauce you're selling. Lukachev's bail was set at $1 million. This is Bob Firestone reporting live from Northampton. I tell you what, that guy must be related to that other guy.
Well, thank you, Bob, for that interesting report on a dog on a grill. Have some hot dog there, and I hope he serves his time. Thank you, Bob Firestone. Jeez, a little hot dog. All right. That's the end of the show, thank God. I was going to play the weed girl. Maybe just a little bit of the weed lady. I'm not going to play it all. I mean, I really like her because I know Melissa likes to cook. I'm not saying she's cooking weed, cooks with weed, but here she is. Just a little bit of it. This is the weed grandma. I'm going to put the link of her in a show tomorrow so you get to watch what she's cooking, but let's... It's a little preview.
Those stones will break my bones. But don't fool around with my marijuana. I can assure you if you do, sticks and stones will break your bones.
Right now, we're headed up to a top-secret location in the northern mountains of California to go meet Nona Marijuana and her daughter, Valerie. Even though Nona doesn't partake in her infusions, I've seen one of her videos online. She looks like someone that's a lot of fun to spend some time in the kitchen with. I heard she's 91 years old, if I'm not mistaken. It's finally time to meet the myth and the legend and make a little dinner.
Hello, I presume you're Matt.
I am.
And you're going to help me with the cooking today.
I am.
And where did you get those eyelashes? I'd like to tuck them under my arm and bring them home.
All right.
Come in.
They're
come
yours.
In. Well, I can't top that, but I'm Val.
Hi, Val. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming to help
Thank
us
you
today.
For having me.
Shall we get started with marijuana butter infusion, which I will use to make the marijuana chicken and gnocchi?
Wow.
How's that?
Sounds
and I hope, trust that you will help me do some of that hard work.
Definitely.
I'm Aurora Leveroni. I'm also known as Nona Marijuana. Being Italian, my favorite type of food is naturally Italian. I like to cook with medical marijuana because I feel that it helps those who have been ill and had to endure pain, and I will use it if it helps anyone. Would you give me some of that marijuana blood, please? I love ordering a chef around, and we're going to grind it, right?
Correct.
What specific strain is this?
This is an indica. Many people find the sativa to create anxiety. Indica, which has a more of a body high, more pain relief, and the sativa has more of a, we would call, I guess, a head.
There you go. That's a preview. I mean, she is really funny, isn't it? I mean, you should see her. She's 91. And there you go. We'll have her on. We'll have
hey, Brian,
the video on tomorrow.
I got one more story from Bob Firestone in Chicago.
Okay. One last one. Here we go, because our show is over, Bob. But, okay, hold on. Here we go. Well, this is Brian Amerjack. We're about to say goodbye, but Bob Firestone's breaking news, his last story. I think it's in Ohio. Take it away, Bob.
Hey, Brian, this is Bob Firestone reporting live from Chicago, Illinois. A man in Chicago, Illinois, allegedly plowed a pickup truck into a running club that was holding a picnic birthday party. Police say Timothy Nielsen, 57, jumped the curb to hit the picnickers, striking a 40... What are you laughing for? Striking a 42-year-old woman. The victim was briefly trapped underneath the vehicle and sustained serious injuries from the collision. Authorities said in a statement obtained by Law and Crime, the defendant is charged with four counts of attempted first-degree murder. Witnesses at the scene said a confrontation happened before the near-fatal attack. About 10 to 15 friends were holding a cookout, according to a local outlet, Brock Club Chicago. Troy Brown, who belonged to the club, said they were part of a running club holding a belated birthday party. He said that there was a shouting when the driver of the truck before the incident. Brown said that everything happened fast, and he did not catch what was going on, what was being said. But Rob Lopez, another member of the Asian of the group, said that he heard the driver say, "Effing Asians, goddamn Asians," to an Asian friend before the ramming happened. Neighbor said that the driver called... Shut the fuck up, man. It's hard enough stone to do this thing, man. Neighbor said that the driver called the group, some who had dogs with them, yuppies with dogs. Brown is black, and the others were in the group were described as being Hispanic. While the driver allegedly rammed his truck at the group, he struck a white woman. Brown said that she was pinned underneath the vehicle, but fortunately was able to get out because the truck struck a cooler. She said she survived with cuts and bruises, was traumatized, and been released from the hospital. Brown said that he and others attempted to stop the driver from fleeing. A fight ensued. According to this account, the suspect cut Brown's left arm with a knife. It's kind of hard to shake it because I was a part of it, but more so, I'm thankful that my friend is okay and that they're not severely injured or nothing worse happened. So back to you, Brian. This is Bob Firestone from Chicago, Illinois, where we got motherfuckers ramming people over with trucks. Back
Thank
to you, Brian.
Bob Firestone in Chicago. Wow, that was a difficult story to hear, because all we heard is fucking Asian. And boom. Thank you, Bob Firestone, for that interesting. Oh, there goes Bob. Okay. Thank you for that interesting report, Bob Firestone. You should get the Peabody Award. Not the award itself, but
hey, Brian,
you should
can
get
you
a devoted shower after you. Huh?
Do me a favor, man. I wanted to bounce an idea off you. I can't do it on the air, though.
Oh, yes, you
can. You got my number right there. You got my text. No, I can't. It's got to get quick.
Well, what I got to do is I got to end the show, and then what I got to do is I got to pay a couple of bills because I got to do some sponsor shit. Can you hit me up on Facebook and tell me about it, and then I'll give you my answer? We'll talk. We'll talk. We'll work it out somehow.
That's right, man. You got my number. You got my text. You got my text. You got my number right there. My text now number.
Yeah,
right
I'm afraid that what's going to happen
punch
is that we talk, and all of a sudden you're gonna, you and I, I'm not gonna be able to sleep because you'll call me at 3 a.m. going, are you up? Oh,
no,
fact,
you, can,
you know
you can, you
yeah.
can dial *67 and make it private.
All right. I'll put you in my privates. That's what you always wanted, my friend. All right.
Oh God.
You got it.
Fucking bastard.
You.
No, I think
tell
it's a big
lying.
You guys are
going to
talk
it...
personally on the phone?
What's that? What's that, Melissa?
He's not right.
You guys are
going to
talk.
Melissa. He's just saying.
You guys are going to talk
what,
personally on the phone?
Oh, my God. That's so dirty.
He's
I'm
not
going to
write my number.
Right now. So dirty.
Oh, my God.
He's not going to write my. He's not going to write my number down, Melissa.
Yes, I will.
Why don't you pick up a video call?
You,
you
I don't know.
Video
you know, you got so me. Many numbers. I just don't even know what number.
I know.
With your phone app, I have no idea what number you
that's
are.
That's my text app. I just, that's the only
that's
number
your,
I
that's
got.
Not your you're 213. You're not 213. You're in New York.
That's my text now app.
Oh really?
It goes to my
you
phone.
Well,
you know.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I
it's
know
free.
About
that.
Why are you gay?
Text now.
Oh, my.
Why are you
oh,
gay?
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Why are you gay?
I love that new one. All right. I got it. I'll give you a call. I got it, Cole.
What is it with you today?
Who, Cole?
It's a...
Oh, no.
No, Oliver.
Hey, that's Oliver? Oliver, he's getting ready to perform with me. He's my backup. My backup singer. Ain't
well,
no sunshine when he calls. Remember that song? Ain't no sunshine. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ain't no sunshine when
he always
gay.
Calls too late whenever yeah. I'm in the shower.
Jesus. So that's going to happen on a telephone call with me and Cole. Ain't no sunshine when he's gay. Boom, doom, doom.
Oh.
I done told him I'm not that way. Ain't no sunshine when he's gay.
You're the one that looks at other penises in men's stalls. You fucking homo.
Hey.
Get it straight.
Checking out the competition.
Hey, buddy.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hello.
Nothing wrong
it's
with
me.
That. All right, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. The show is lacking. All right, everybody, thanks for coming in. I got King. I want to thank King
oh,
Webb for coming
too.
In the studio today. I want to thank Melissa for coming in the studio today. And you, Angela, thank you for coming to the studio today. Bob Firestone. Bob Fire is Stone and Firestone. Thank you for your report. And Miles, of course, thank you for coming in. I got 311s in here that I'm not going to open up the phone. Thank you for coming in. I hope the show was informative. Don't forget, support Liz Cheney. Trump is gone. And whatever you thought of him as a president, okay, cool, but he's not president anymore. Obama's not president anymore. They're not president
Liz
anymore.
Cheney.
Sorry, Clinton's
her,
not president anymore.
Her fucking husband...
So,
her husband's a piece of shit, man. You got to be kidding
right.
me. Liz
so
Cheney.
Their citizens can't find a Republican that you can support. We do need a two-party system. Don't waste your time on somebody who can't change anything. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Thank you, everybody. I think I got everybody. Have a great day. And remember, be safe out there because Cole is roaming the streets. See you later.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, you're dead.
Bye, Oliver.